Puck scrum for three Phantoms there. Pogansky has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Pogansky finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Curry back to Berger with a shot. He scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here to conclude the weekend series. The Storm going up against the Green Bay Gamblers. Only two meetings of the season between these two, and last night, Tri-City got themselves a win. 2-1 the final. A late goal from Dan Lebowski with just a minute 48 seconds left in regulation was enough for the Storm to win 2-1. Hayden Levine with a big bounce-back performance, getting the start for the Storm, making 36 saves, only allowing one goal to Green Bay, and that one goal was scored by defenseman Jake Linhart 2 minutes into the second period. That was all for Green Bay, and the Storm got themselves a 2-1 win. Neither team had any success on the special teams, as both were 0-for-2 on the power play, but goals from Wilkie and Lebowski had enough for the Storm to win Game 1. Matthew Freitag also picked up his first career USHL point with an assist on the goal by Chris Wilkie, and the Storm had enough to win despite being outshot 14-3 in the third period by Green Bay. And the Gamblers didn't lose any ground last night in the Eastern Conference playoff race. They still remain tied with Muskegon and Chicago. So another chance here for Green Bay to try to either keep pace or separate themselves from the pack that is a three-way tie in the Eastern Conference, and they need the points tonight. Storm are going to try to play spoiler for the second night in a row. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. A lot coming up here on the pregame show, recapping last night and talking with Coach Jim Holton before the game. He's really concerned about his team's forechecking. Wants to get after it on the forecheck, be more physical, create more turnovers, and force the action. Feels like that can create some more offense for his team. And he's left the lineup the same way it was last night. Same lines, same defensive pairings, same scratches, and Hayden Levine is in between the pipes. Green Bay changes a few things up, but they do have Cam Hackett back in between the pipes in net. They bring in Tyler Durantes, an experienced blue liner for the defensive end of things. Played for Des Moines last season, and Storm fans know his brother, Drew Durantes, who played a couple years ago. Patrick Polino also into the lineup for Green Bay tonight, a former Chicago Steel player, and the Storm have seen him a few times, and they've shuffled their lines a little bit. Dawson Cook moves up to play with Connor Hurley and Nick Schmaltz. Matt Weiss steps back, and he'll play with Evan Tyrannese and Ryan Law. And everything else pretty much the same for Green Bay, and it should be a good matchup between these two. Again, very close game last night. Tri-City got the 2-1 victory. We'll see what's in store for tonight. Here in a couple minutes, we'll take a quick break on the Viero Wireless pregame show and come back with the Behind Enemy Lines presented by Best Western Plus and our Coach's Corner next on The Breeze.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be a little bitty. The voice of 35 number one hits. It's 5 o'clock, Allen, Texas. Where I come from. Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at carneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at allentexan.com.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza,
Papa John's.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers getting ready to go for the second of a two-game series Saturday night here at the Viero Event Center. Puck drop is at 7:05. Let's get you tonight's Behind Enemy Lines presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's Behind Enemy Lines will look at one of the top players for the Green Bay Gamblers, Connor Hurley, centering the top line. The Knight wears number 10, committed to Notre Dame, headed in next season in the fall of 2014. 1995 birth year, was drafted in the second round of the NHL draft, number 38 overall by the Buffalo Sabres. And the Sabres have his rights as he'll head to Notre Dame. 6'2", 174 pounds. Hurley started the season with Muskegon, but came over in a trade to Green Bay, and he's been a big key in their offense. Last night, had a lot of chances around the net, but couldn't find the back of the net. This year, in total, he has 12 goals and 30 assists for 42 points in 50 games. With Green Bay, though, specifically after the trade, 9 goals and 19 assists for 28 points in 29 games. So since the trade, pretty much been a point-a-game player. He stays out of the box. He's been active on the power play with 11 power play assists. Since he's came over to Green Bay, 15 power play assists on the year in total, which leads the team. And just a productive member, but also tough to play against at 6'2", 174. He's a big body and a guy who's going to be tough to compete with here for the Storm tonight. That's our Behind Enemy Lines with Connor Hurley. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner, presented to you here on The Breeze by Viero Wireless in the pregame show. Got a chance to talk with Coach Holton before this one. Let's hear what he had to say.
Coach's Corner, Jared Schaffrin alongside Jim Holton as the Tri-City Storm look for a sweep this weekend, taking on the Green Bay Gamblers Saturday night, game 2 of 2 on the weekend. And Coach, seems like the mood has completely changed in the locker room. Even with talking with Dan Lebosky, he was talking about how excited the team was. And, you know, you lost a bunch in a row, but you win the one game, and it seems like everything turns around.
Yeah, it's ironic and funny in this business how wins and losses dictate your mood. And it had been a pretty somber locker room for quite a while here. And especially with the nature of some of our losses, you know, really disheartening, giving up leads. So I was so happy to see the kids get rewarded for their efforts. And again, just to see some smiles on their faces and the music going in the dressing room, because really that's what it's all about, is enjoying what you do. And usually the best teams in the world are the teams that are having the most fun. So a much-needed tonic for all of us.
What worked last night that when you went back and looked at the video that you need to see more of tonight against this Green Bay team?
Well, it's been a continuing theme all year, but I think we need to be a lot more physical, and I think we can get after them more on a forecheck. Kind of before the trades, I thought we started to create a bit of an identity as a team that was very tenacious and got after you a lot on the forecheck. And the result of that forecheck was a lot more time spent in the offensive zone, which in turn led to a reduction in shots against. And we've gotten away from that. I don't think we have any staple of our game right now. And the forecheck is the one big element I think we can get. But I think last night when I watched the tape, and we tried to make the adjustment going into the third, to be a lot more aggressive on it. So tonight, that's going to be one of the mandates off the start, is that put a lot more heat on their defense in the forecheck.
Lines are the same. Everybody in the lineup here tonight played last night, and you usually see that after a win, try to keep everybody together and try to keep everybody rolling. Is that the thinking here?
That's exactly the thinking. We haven't won in so darn long, I didn't want to change a winning lineup. And then the second part is a couple of the affiliates are heading home. Garen's only here for the night. Critch is leaving as well. So I wanted to really see them in back-to-back situations and continue the assessment.
Last night after the game, you mentioned that you were matching the top line for Green Bay with our top line, Lebowski, Berger, and Pogansky. Is that something you want to continue and maybe reflect on what you saw from them last night defensively?
Well, I think so. We kind of did it without making notice of it. Well, I just kind of ran the match at home. It's easier with the last change. So I never really mentioned anything to the line because I like the way they play. They're a good line rather that can back other people off no matter who they're against. And we try to match Kerr and Schultz as well, just some veterans. But things change as the game go on. And I just wanted to be aware. I wanted to be careful with some of our young kids because that's a pretty dynamic line they have. So I liked it. I liked the Berger and Pogansky as big bodies against that line. And again, I think if we can up the forecheck, I'd stick with that matchup and just be careful. And again, we got some inexperienced guys in the back end that we want to kind of guard a little bit. So we'll shuffle it around again tonight to make sure we have the right folks out there.
I mentioned it a little bit last night after the game when we talked, but when you look at the third period, you're able to hold the team off the scoreboard, and it's been a long time in this losing streak where you didn't win that third period. You came in ahead or you were tied, and you didn't get the win in the third period. Last night, perfect example that you did. How big of a part of that was staying out of the penalty box to try to keep the momentum going in the third?
Well, it was very, very important because a lot of the times that we've lost those games, as you know, we ran into trouble and we seem to sag when the other team goes to another level. And we knew, we explained to them before, with the playoffs on the line for Green Bay, they were going to come out as an incredibly desperate team in the third period, which they did. We were hemmed in our zone a lot, but we played a lot smarter. We avoided the reaching. I thought we did a good job, almost like a basketball analogy. We just kind of cut in and controlled ourselves in the middle of the ice, kept a lot of the play to the outside, and because we weren't over-pursuing, we didn't get into some of those dangerous situations that lead to penalties.
Where did that confidence come from?
Well, you know what, we had a good week of practice, and some nights you get lucky, and you know, when you look back at the tape, we didn't deserve to win the third period, in all honesty. But because we had done a lot of good things up to that point, and we didn't have any major blow-ups, that was the biggest difference for me last night, is that we didn't have any of these blow-ups that we've seen in the past where we have a puck clearly on our tape, and instead of making the simple play, you know, we try to get too creative and ends up in the back of their net. We didn't do that. We were a lot smarter with, and again, just that keeping it to the outside. And I think you're starting to see some of, especially the defensemen who've had a rough baptism by fire here, starting to calm down. The game's slowing down a little bit for them. Their decision-making was better with the puck last night. And again, because we did that, we got rewarded. I mean, we get outshot disastrous. I think it was 14-3 in the third, but got the one we needed. And really, with the rut that we'd been in, it doesn't matter. We got the win, and we move on.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers completing the weekend series tonight. Coach Jim Holton, thank you for joining us here in the Coach's Corner. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Jared.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Schaffern with you here at the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Event Center, Storm and Green Bay Gamblers tonight doing battle, and Green Bay taking the ice now. It's time to get you the starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup for the Green Bay Gamblers, they'll start their top line, which tonight has a little bit of a change, and they'll have Dawson Cook on the left wing. He wears number 8. He is 6'1", 197 pounds, out of Cadillac, Michigan, played for the National Team Development Program, committed to Notre Dame for next fall, as is Connor Hurley in this season. Cook, 13 goals and 14 assists for 27 points in 53 games. Connor Hurley is at the center. We just talked about him in the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Where's number 10, 6'2", 174 pounds, out of Edina, Minnesota. Draft pick of the Buffalo Sabres, committed to Notre Dame this season. Hurley has 12 goals and 30 assists for 42 points in 50 games. On the right wing, number 9, Nick Schmaltz, top scorer on this Gamblers team. 6 foot, 171 pounds, out of Verona, Wisconsin, committed to the University of North Dakota. 13 goals, 40 assists for 53 points in 49 games. Defensively, it's Jordan Gross on the left side, wears number 23, committed to Notre Dame as well. And Gross, 5 foot 11, 175 pounds, out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. This season, he has 2 goals and 17 assists. On the right side, it's Alex Robert. Alex Robert getting the start tonight, wearing number 2 on defense. And this season, he's got 2 assists in 32 games. Robert, 6 foot, 180 pounds, out of Novi, Michigan. And he's on the right side on defense. Netminder is number 1, Cam Hackett. And Hackett gets the start again after a nice performance last night, in which he only allowed 2 goals and kept his team in the game the entire way. 6 foot two, 200 pounds, wears number 1. Hometown, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And Hackett this season has played in 15 games, has a record of 3-7-2, with a goals against average of 2.65 and a save percentage of 90.3%. And that is your lineup for the Green Bay Gamblers. Come in tonight's game tied in fourth place for the final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now the lineup for your Tri-City Storm, coming in tonight with a record of 19-32-3, 11-14-3 at home. And the Storm in game number 55 tonight. Here's their lineup. They'll start with Dan Lebosky, Chase LeBurger, and Austin Poganski. Lebosky on the left side, wearing number 24, 5'7", 155 pounds, out of Edina, Minnesota. 53 games this year for Lebosky, 9 goals and 20 assists. He's committed to Colorado College. At the center, number 14, Chase Berger, 6 foot, 190 pounds, out of St. Louis, Missouri. 53 games for Berger, 12 goals and 15 assists. He's committed to Penn State. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Poganski, 6 foot, 195 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. 49 games for Poganski, 18 goals and 10 assists, and he is committed to North Dakota. On defense, on the left side, number 6, Kevin Kerr, 5 foot 11, 175 pounds, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. 47 games played, 1 goal, 7 assists for the Penn State commit. And on the right side, number 8, Jalen Schultz, 6 foot 1, 170 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota. 51 games played, 2 goals and 7 assists for Schultz. In between the pipes, it's number 41, Hayden Levine. 6 foot 3, 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. Levine has played in 21 games, as a goals against average of 4.15 and a save percentage of 88.5%. He's committed to the University of Michigan. Coaching staff for the Storm, they're led by head coach Jim Holton. Assistant coach is J.B. Bittner, athletic trainer Matt Stern. And tonight, the Storm will have a special assistant on the bench. It's Gabe Goche. Goche played for the University of Denver back when they won two straight national titles in the early 2000s. Also played in the NHL for the Los Angeles Kings. And he is now transitioning into coaching, taking on a mentorship before he heads out to Las Vegas to coach the Las Vegas Storm. And he's here tonight as J.B. Bittner is off scouting. Jim Holton is behind the bench, and he's going to be joined by Goche. The scratches for the Storm: Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Torrey Dello, Drew Mayer, Jacob Johansson, Joey DiBenedetto, Nick Hutchison, and Pat Curry. Now time for the three keys to victory presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Storm need a quick start in this one. Got to get out to an early lead. Don't want to fall behind. Keep that momentum riding that they had last night. Storm also want to make sure they continue to stay out of the box. Last night, Tri-City really did a great job, only allowed two power plays against. Green Bay's got one of the top power play units in the league, and so it'll be important for Tri-City to stay out of the box, not allowing any extra opportunities for Green Bay. Third, Storm need to defensively stay sound. Only allowed one goal last night. Got to look to do the same thing here on defense. And if the Storm can keep the Green Bay Gamblers off the board, obviously on defense, make it much easier. Hayden Levine is the rock on defense for the Tri-City Storm, and they'll need another big night from him at 36 saves last night in the win. So we're about ready to go here. We'll take a quick pause for the national anthem. It's the Storm and the Green Bay Gamblers coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Storm and Gamblers, night two of a two-game series. We're underway here in Kearney as the Gamblers have won the opening faceoff, and they send it back into the Storm end. Green Bay going from left to right on your radio dial as we start things here, and Tri-City will go from right to left here at home. Green Bay still with it in the Storm end. It got poked towards the net but went wide. Now Chase Berger finds Dan Lebosky. Lebosky will skate it up the ice into the zone. Flips it in deep. Poganski trying to get positioning now down low. And Poganski has control of it. Takes a shot and a save made by Hackett. And he covers up. Good look there for Poganski, just 33 seconds in. We get a stoppage. Tri-City Storm in their black uniforms, black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back with purple trim. Green Bay in their white uniforms, white helmets as well, black letters and numbers on the back with gold trim. Green Bay with the black and yellow color scheme, and we're ready for a face-off to the right of Hackett to restart play. Green Bay has won that draw, and now they have possession on the far side. Out to neutralize, Daniel Fritz took it for the Storm, and it pops out of play off a gambler, and we'll have a face-off in neutralize. Still in the first minute of this one here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Jared Shaffron with you as the Storm take on the Green Bay Gamblers from the Viero Event Center. Last night, Tri-City with a 2-1 win. And they're looking for the same here tonight. Quick shot off the draw from Wilkie. Stick to side by Hackett. Now on the near side, Freitag takes it back for Tri-City. Left it down low, Alisano. Try to get it to Wilkie. Knocked away by Green Bay. And it's taken the other way by the Gamblers on the far side. Lot of speed. And Law with a shot to save by Levine. Juggled it in the glove for a second. Came out for Wilkie. Alisano lost an edge at the top of the zone. And now Wilkie will take control and get around one man. Here comes Wilkie with a 3-on-2. Lost possession. And the Storm are in offside as Wilkie didn't get full possession. The timing was off trying to enter the Green Bay zone. Minute and 13 seconds into this one. Scoreless game on the breeze. Referee tonight, Robert Lukasin. Linesman, Justin Hedlund and Brent Hooks. Faceoff won by the Storm. They take possession and neutralize. Grant Hutton will fire it around the wall to the far side. And now on the near side as it's played on the half wall. Milan had a piece of it, got it to Wallen. Wallen kept it in. Wallen sent it for Milan, tried a saucer pass that went over Milan's stick, rolled in on Hackett, who made the save and covered up. Minute and a half in, had a couple quick stoppages here. A scoreless game at the Viero Event Center between the Storm and the Green Bay Gamblers. Face off to the left of the netminder Hackett now in the Green Bay end. Quick draw win for Gomez, who fell down, couldn't hold his balance, and now Green Bay going the other way. Opportunity into the Storm in. A shot from Irwin and a save made by Levine. And he hangs on to it with the glove. Nice job by Aiden Levine there. Has had good control. And Levine had a good performance yesterday. I was joking with him earlier. He recently got a haircut. Had a long hair before. And cut the hair off. All of a sudden now he can make the saves. I was joking with him. Hey, maybe you got to keep that hair short in the helmet. And you know, I don't think he bought into that superstition. But did have a good game last night in the Storm win. As Tri-City wins, the faceoff sends it out of the zone. Now it's bouncing back in and an offside whistle to Green Bay. We get a stoppage again. 18-13 to go in this first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery, Tri-City, and Green Bay Gamblers scoreless here on the breeze. Ryan McMurphy now on the faceoff for Tri-City. And it's won by Green Bay, who has possession now in their own zone. Aaron O'Neill took the draw. Now it's back into the Storm end. Levine out of the net, wrapped it around the far side. Cut off there by Stoik. And now on the near side, it's moved forward. Eastman put it into the skates of McMurphy. Turn it over to Polino. Polino on the far side. Holds on the half wall. Send it in deep for O'Neill. Center for Polino. He shoots, and a nice save made by Levine with the shoulder. Puck is loose behind the net. Stoik's got it around the far side. Gross keeps it in. It bounced off a Storm player in front. It was Will Guerin. And now it's out of the zone as Eastman tried to collect it. Couldn't. Back into the Storm end. And Fritz turns it over. Here's O'Neill. He shoots. Save made by Levine. Another opportunity. And it went wide. A deflection before it got to the net. Now it's Berger who will pick it up. Around the far side, Poganski's going to run it out of the zone. Poganski into the offensive zone. Goes wide. Poganski with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound on the near side. Hurley played it forward. Taken by Lebosky, though. Kept into the zone. Put it in the near side corner. Gross has it for Green Bay. Up the near side wall, Schultz. Schultz keeping it in. Got it down low. And it'll be played by the Gamblers. Poganski cuts it off, though, and takes it away. Sent to Berger. Berger on the far side corner. Lebosky played it up top, trying to find Kevin Kerr, but it split the D. Kerr and Schultz have a run down and get it back into the Storm end now. About 3 minutes and 20 seconds into this game, scoreless between the Storm and the Gamblers. Lebosky had the puck on the far side. He took a hit, lost possession, and now it's Connor Hurley into the zone. Hurley with a shot. Levine makes the save with a glove and hangs on. Hayden Levine having a strong start once again for Tri-City after the win last night. Scoreless game, 3.5 minutes in between the Storm and the Gamblers here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the left of Levine now in the Storm end. Matt Weiss will take it against Connor Valisano for Tri-City, and Weiss got possession but turned it over to Freitag. Freitag tried to get it over to Wilkie, and he did. Wilkie took a big hit entering the zone. He wasn't onside, and now he's back on his feet quickly. Kept in by Valisano for a second, but now poked out. And Green Bay got it back into the Tri-City end, where it's Jason Critch. Critch on the near side, got it forward for Freitag, sent it into the zone. Valisano trying to get after it. Walsh picks it up around the near side, rolled up the wall, and here's Green Bay with a rush 3-on-2. Critch comes in, tries to cancel out Weiss, got it into the corner, picked up by Tyrannese. Tyrannese on the far side, sent it back in deep. And it's to Weiss behind the net. Weiss on the far side, lobbed it up top. Sullivan kept it in. Sullivan on the right point with a shot deflected by Levine with the blocker, and into the netting it goes. Another stoppage here, 15:38 to go. We've had a scoreless first period of play thus far. Tri-City and Green Bay here on the Breeze, 94.5. Shots on goal in favor of the Gamblers, 4-1. Polganski had the first for Tri-City, and that's all they've had. Face off to the left of Levine. Milan is going to take this one for Tri-City against Kevin Irwin. And a scrum off the draw, and it came out to Best, who took a shot that missed the net. Storm had it looked like they were going to get possession. Now here's a 2-on-1. Gomez with Wallen. Gomez holding it for the center from Milan. Back to Gomez, and a score! Jake Wallen makes it 1-0 Tri-City on a feed from Gomez and Milan. And the Storm celebrating the near corner with a 1-0 lead. 15:23 to go in the first. Jake Wallen's first USHL goal, and he is pumped up. Nice play from Gomez, who started the 2-on-1. Gomez started it, left it for Milan. Milan gave it back to Gomez, who got the pass on the stick of Wallen. And again, Gomez came down the right side, went give and go with Milan, and got it to Wallen in time to shove it home. Beautiful setup, and Gomez gets the first assist, putting it right on Wallen's stick. 1-0 Tri-City on their second shot of the game. Storm on the faceoff, have control. Wallen stays on the ice, gets it to Kerr, and now Fritz on the near side. Nice cross-ice pass. Had it for Gomez, but he couldn't come in onside. Now Stoik took it away. Stoik on the far side in the Storm end. Got it poked off his stick by Kerr. Up the wall, kept in by Green Bay. And a shot, a save, Levine. Rebound, and they score. It's tied 1-1 on a rebound goal. Quickly, Green Bay ties it up. Aaron O'Neill is going to get credit for this one. O'Neill on the rebound, and it's 1-1 very quickly. About 5 minutes into the first, and it's 1-1. That's about as many goals as we saw almost the entire game yesterday. The Gamblers have tied it up, and a nice opportunity there on the rebound. Initial shot came up top, and the rebound came right to O'Neill, who scooped and put it home. 1-1 the score. Green Bay gets a quick equalizer. Tri-City wins the faceoff. And Schultz has it on the far side. Try to get it to Guerin, who lost an edge and neutralized. Now back to Critch. And he fanned on a pass. Loose puck taken away. Schmaltz in the near side corner to the center. Opportunity for Hurley. He shoots and misses the net wide right. Hurley got close and had room on that side, but missed the net. And now back in neutralized. Gamblers still with possession here. On the near side, they have control. And the opportunity for Linhart, the defenseman, put it into the Storm end. Schultz got possession, put it right back out. Guerin got it forward to Eastman. Got by one man, lost a step, and Linhart picks it up for Green Bay. Sends it back to the Storm end, all the way down, icing whistled on Green Bay. So we get a stoppage, 14:12 to go in the first. 1-1 our score. Two quick goals, first for Jake Wallen of Tri-City, and then for Aaron O'Neill of Green Bay. O'Neill, that was his first goal of the season, just like Wallen. Faceoff won by Green Bay in their own end after the icing. Storm trying to clog up the puck, not allow the Gamblers to change. Green Bay has possession, though, on the near side, and now Hurley will bank it out to neutralize. Glove down by Fritz, Played it up the near wall to Lebowski. Lebowski got it taken away by Weiss, and now here's Schmaltz into the zone. Schmaltz to the center. Opportunity and a score. Dawson Cook makes it 2-1 Green Bay. Schmaltz started the play, got a pass to the near side, and a very quick movement of the puck gives the goal to Dawson Cook. Cook now with 14 on the season, and Green Bay is quickly taking a 2-1 lead after the Storm had the initial goal to start things off. Lebowski had the puck. Right off the bench came Schmaltz to take it away. Jim Holton, I think, is upset. He thinks Green Bay had too many on the ice, which I think might be a valid argument. When Lebowski was racing up the ice with the puck, Schmaltz stepped off the bench, turned it over, and then went the other way and scored. And I think Jim Holton was saying that there was too many men for Green Bay, as a quick shot from Sullivan at the right point for Green Bay is saved by Levine, and we get a stoppage. And now we get a timeout to digest here. 13:34 remaining in the first. And after such a positive start for Tri-City, they find themselves trailing 2-1. The Nebraska Lottery's most popular scratch game, Trucks and Bucks, is back. So get happy. You can win a brand new truck. Stop by your nearest Nebraska Lottery retailer and play Trucks and Bucks today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So it's 2-1 Green Bay. The goals, Jake Wallen for Tri-City, and then Aaron O'Neill from Jordan Gross, and most recently Dawson Cook on a nice passing play to send it up, and Cook able to finish. The Cadillac Michigan native gets the bump up to the top line with Hurley and Schmaltz, and a really nice passing play ends up on the stick of Cook and into the back of the net, beating Levine, top left corner. So 2-1 Green Bay here at the Viero Event Center. Lot of time remaining here just in the first period, 13:34 left in the opening period, and already we've seen as many goals as we had last night. Only had three last night, already three here in the first period. Faceoff won by Tri-City, Kevin Kerr back to Hutton, and now Wilkie will start forward. Valenzano got it out of the zone, settled it down on the far side, sent it in deep. Icing is going to be whistled here on the Tri-City Storm and Valenzano. So they'll have to do the faceoff again here in the Storm end. 13:22 to go in the first here on the Breeze. Green Bay leading 2-1. Storm have Valenzano, Wilkie, Freitag, Kerr, and Hutton. Green Bay counters here with Weiss, Tyrannese, Law, Robert, and Gross. Faceoff won by Green Bay, and Gross had it at the left point, sent it in deep around the near side. Law. Law takes a shove from Hutton, and it's sent down low again into the Storm end. Gross playing in on the far side, turned it over, and here's Valenzano with it. Valenzano to the center, into the zone, offside. Freitag couldn't hold up on the blue line. And another whistle here, 13:01 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze. 2-1 the score, Green Bay ahead of Tri-City. Trying to get some revenge. That was the final last night, 2-1, but Tri-City was on top. Faceoff won by the Gamblers, and Green Bay has it in their own end. Moving up the wall, Irwin into the zone, was offside, delayed call, but Green Bay able to tag up, so we'll never get that whistle as Wallen sends it back into the Gamblers' end. Picked up by Gross, behind the net to the far side, Irwin, big hit by Schultz on Irwin, he dropped him, and now Gross wanted to go with Schultz, but Schultz went after the puck instead. Gomez in the corner, he takes a hit from Gross. Gross gets run into again by Milan. Physicality here, and Gross dropped his stick in his glove, but nobody went with him. Gross really wants to go here. Now Critch to the center. Loose puck. Gomez with a shot was blocked. Rebound Gomez trying to keep it in. Irwin trying to drag it out, and he finally got it to neutralize. Now McMurphy comes over to seal him off, but the puck's on the near side for Sorokin with a shot, and Levine's there with the glove to make the save. Levine was in a vulnerable position there. He was down on his legs, but because of his height at 6'3", he got up with his glove to make the save. So Levine was off his skates, down on his knees, but made the save. Play stops, 12:04 to go in the first. Fans getting loud here at the Viero Event Center after some physicality in the Green Bay zone. A huge hit by Jalen Schultz started that. And a pushing and shoving ensued. And we saw Jordan Gross wanting to drop the gloves. Not a willing combatant just yet for Tri-City. As the puck's on the near side of the Storm end now after the faceoff. And Gardner had it forward with a backhand, trying to get it past O'Neill. Got it to Eastman. Banked it forward out of the zone. And now a chance for Guerin, who had a piece of it. But Green Bay recovers and sends it back into the Storm side of things. Eastman on the backboards against Soroki. Eastman had possession, got hooked. And the puck's on the far side now. O'Neill sent it back down low. Stoik with it behind the goal line. Gardner comes over, trying to get it out of there. Kept in by Green Bay. Here's Linhart with a shot. Deflection in front. Levine keeps it out. Nice job by Hayden Levine, having to adjust to a few deflections. And now some more pushing and shoving after the whistle. Whenever Donovan Gardner's on the ice, you can know there's some physicality, as Gardner will rough up anybody near him. And Levine made a couple nice saves there to keep the puck out of the net. Keep it 2-1 Green Bay, 11:17 to go in the first, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Faces off to Levine's in the left now in the Tri-City end. Shots on goal in favor of Green Bay, 10-3. Won by Green Bay on the faceoff, taken by Schmaltz. Schmaltz got it in deep. Big hit by Schultz. He's going to get whistled for a penalty on Cook. And now the puck is touched up by Poganski. Dangerous play there. Schultz is going to be whistled for a checking from behind. Cook was okay, got back up pretty quickly. And we'll get a replay in the arena, but Schultz doesn't have much of a case on that one, as he uses his stick for some force, and it's going to be a 2 and a 10. Dangerous. They're always worried about the checks from behind, and when you extend your arms with your stick like Schultz did, it's not a good situation. So Schultz is going to sit in the box for a little while, and Tri-City going to have to change things up defensively without him. Will Guerin's going to come in and serve the two-minute minor. First opportunity on the power play for either side. Here comes to Green Bay with 11:06 remaining in the first, and the Gamblers with a 2-1 lead. Faceoff won by Green Bay. Now Hurley has it at the left point. Gross on the right point. Goes on the circle, and an up-top pass the far side, Hurley. Now Schmaltz on the far side half wall. Schmaltz stopping in the hash marks to the faceoff dot. Down low to Cook. Try to find Weiss. It was poked away by Poganski, but kept in now by Gross. Gross on the right point. Hurley at the center. Hurley trying to get around Berger. Berger knocked the puck off his stick, but it's picked back up by Schmaltz. Schmaltz kept it in on the line and sent back in deep now for Cook. Cook behind the net now on the near side to Weiss. Weiss from the corner to the faceoff circle. Back to Cook on the near side corner. So a centering pass deflected away by Berger. Hurley keeps it in. Far side now Schmaltz. Got hit by Kerr. Berger and Kerr trying to get it out. They were near the blue line, but they couldn't. Cook got it back to Schmaltz. Schmaltz to the center. Left it for Hurley. Little move around Berger. Hurley goes to the goal line. Stops. We'll cycle back up. Hurley leaves it down low. Schmaltz to the goal line. Stopped by Kerr. Schmaltz back with it again on the far side. On the hash marks. To the center for Weiss. Couldn't get it, but he got it off a bounce off the near side wall. Now Weiss picks it up. Down low on the goal line. Up top, Hurley. Hurley holding to the near side. Gross at the center. Now down low to Cook. Good movement here for Green Bay. Now Gross, far side, Schmaltz. Little move to the center. Taken away and cleared by Berger. All the way down. Storm got to make a change. Green Bay trying to send the puck all the way back up the ice, but they can't handle it cleanly. Gamblers got to be careful. They don't want too many men here as they were trying to change. And now it's Gross with it. Just 15 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Irwin gets around Hutton. Tried a shot. He fanned on it. And now Lebowski leaves it to Valisano. Storm with a 2-on-3. And Valisano tried to shoot it. He hit Linhart in the shin. And now Lebowski shoots. And it's saved by Hackett. Hackett covers up. Just 1 second left in the GNC penalty kill. Valisano shot that puck right off Linhart's shin pad. And a stoppage with 9:07 to go in the first. Storm are going to get a penalty kill here as there's just 1 second left on the Schultz minor. However, Schultz will sit in the box for a while longer, serving the misconduct. Nice job on the penalty kill by Tri-City, not allowing many shots on net despite great puck movement by Green Bay. Storm back at full strength as we restart play. And now the Gamblers have it. Sullivan on the far side got it ahead of Soroki, deflected off his skate in deep. And now it's McMurphy who picks it up for Tri-City on the far side wall. Got it to Guerin, who's out of the box. And the Storm are offside here, trying to enter the Green Bay zone. 8:46 to go now in the first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Green Bay has a 2-1 lead over Tri-City. We saw three goals in under 2 minutes earlier on in the first. Haven't seen any since. One goal for Tri-City for Jake Wallen, his first career USHL goal and point. Faceoff just outside of the Green Bay end, won by the Gamblers, and now they have control of it. It's Linhart. Had it intercepted, deflected off Milan, and now it's back to Critch. Critch, far side for Milan, bounced off the wall. Milan shot it in deep, wrapped it around the boards to the near side corner. Gomez has it. Gomez working in deep, got it up the wall. Bounced into the air, he got it over to Milan, and it's going to be whistled down for a hand pass. Good try there by Gomez, but a hand pass is whistled to Tri-City, trying to set up Milan for an opportunity. 8:22 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff will come out of the Green Bay end and in a neutral ice. Just above the Green Bay blue line as Cody Milan will take the faceoff against Aaron O'Neill, who has his first goal of the season tonight. Scrum off the faceoff. Pretty good battle for the puck, and Green Bay comes away with it. Sullivan sent it to the far side to Rannies. Got it forward to O'Neill, who shoveled it in deep. Critch back to get it for Tri-City. Gets hit by O'Neill. Puck's loose. O'Neill with it to a centering pass. Polito, and a shot and a save by Levine. Nice job by Levine. He makes the save, and he hangs on to stop play. 8:02 remaining now in the opening period presented by Nebraska Lottery. 2-1 score. Green Bay in the lead. Shots on goal. Green Bay now with 11 to Tri-City's 3. Storm have not picked up a shot on goal in a couple minutes here, as they'll have a faceoff in their own end to the left of Levine. Chase Berger against Nick Schmaltz. And Berger is going to get whistled for a false start here and tossed out of the circle. Lebowski comes in to take it and wins it into the near side corner. Moved around the wall by Fritz, and Lebowski has it forward. Poganski's going to charge for it in the Green Bay end. Poganski goes in hard on the near side wall, but lost possession, and now Green Bay has possession. Schmaltz into the Storm end from the right side to Hurley in the center, and a shot, a save by Levine. On the far side, Cook had the shot. Levine made the save, but an icing is going to be whistled here to Tri-City as they cleared the rebound all the way down the ice. One of the best saves you'll see from Hayden Levine. Great puck movement by Green Bay into the zone, and you see why Schmaltz has picked up 40 assists this season. He moves the puck so well, and that time it ended up on the stick of Dawson Cook. He tried to elevate it, but Levine kept it out of the net with the blocker side. Faceoff won by Green Bay in the Storm end. Gross shot it wide of the net, deflected out in front. Levine stopped it with the goal stick, but it's kept in by Robert at the right point. Now it's moved forward, and it's Lebowski who has possession past the red line. He shoots in deep. Jordan Gross against Berger. Berger tried to go in against the wall there, but he couldn't win the battle. Robert had possession for Green Bay, but turned it over to Hutton to neutralize, and Hutton lobbed it back into the Green Bay end, picked up by Weiss. Weiss had a pass deflected, but it went out of the zone. Storm tag up quickly in pursuit on the forecheck. Now Green Bay somehow doesn't get whistled for icing here. Looked like they had it in deep without anybody touching up. And now a turnover and a score. I think that they scored twice there, as I don't think the officials saw it go in first. But Green Bay looked to me like they iced the puck. The icing was waved off. Levine was out of his net to play it around the far side wall. And Tri-City had possession with Levine with the puck, but never got it out of their zone, and it ends up in the back of their net. And I think Law scored the goal initially, but the light didn't go on, and then the rebound was jammed home. Levine cleared it around, and it got intercepted right away, and I think Law scored, and then the rebound was shoved in again by Tyrannese. So I think the goal is going to go to Law, and the assist to Green Bay's Matt Weiss, and now it's 3-1 Gamblers, and Tri-City has some work to do to get back into this one. A nice opportunity here for Garrett and a rebound for McMurphy, but he couldn't put it home, and now another rebound covered up by Hackett. 6:34 to go in the first. 3-1 Green Bay, and a huge opportunity for Tri-City to get back into the game, and they couldn't capitalize. McMurphy came in and had a look, but couldn't get it home. He fanned on the shot. The play was started by Will Guerin, and Will Guerin did a nice job there and really set up the play. Guerin moved the puck down the far side, went to the net, took the shot. It was saved by Hackett. Rebound came right to McMurphy, who went down on one knee trying to swipe at it, but just missed it. And then another shot came in that Hackett was able to cover up and stop play. Tri-City trails 3-1 to Green Bay late in the first. Since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has given $500 million back to Nebraska, specifically to the Nebraska Environmental Trust, scholarships, educational funding, and the Nebraska State Fair. Learn more at NELottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So the Storm with some work to do, trailing 3-1 with 6:34 left in the first. A lot of time left in this game, but Tri-City has allowed Green Bay to get rewarded for some of their play. Last night, the Storm allowed some shots, and they were outshot, but they only allowed one goal. And now here's a shot for Fritz. Rebound loose. Pogansky had it in front but couldn't put it in. Storm had a face-off win, and Fritz had a high shot that was saved by Hackett. Rebound came to Pogansky, and he dove with a backhand but put it wide. Now on the near side, Fritz keeping it in again. Another shot. It's deflected up, and it's kept into the play somehow. Eastman tried a centering pass, deflected to McMurphy. McMurphy to the center, got tied up, and now it's out to neutral ice, where Fritz has it back again. Fritz on the far side to Donovan Gardner. Moved around one man, and the puck was stolen away, and Stoik put it back in deep. Levine out of the net, wrapped it around the near side, now out of the zone, and Sullivan shot it back in for Green Bay, who had to tag up. Levine stops it with the stick, and it's Gardner on the near side for Daniel Fritz. Fritz has had some offense for the Storm. He's got some shots on net. Storm able to touch up. No icing as the puck went in deep. Loose puck. Wilkie threw it in front. Couldn't get it home. Now Kevin Kerr on the right point. Shot and a save made by Hackett. Wilkie tried to wrap around as the puck was in deep. And I think Hackett got a piece. Looked like the net moved a little on that wraparound attempt as well. 5:28 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to the Green Bay Gamblers. Face off to the left of Hackett. Valisano was on the draw for Tri-City but couldn't get possession as Schmaltz picks it up in his near side corner. Schmaltz, the far side with a pass to Hurley. Nice play back to Schmaltz through neutral ice. Into the zone offside. Dawson Cook was a step ahead of the play. And Schmaltz was flying, and he was looking to create. That was dangerous for Tri-City trying to get back in transition. And you can see why Nick Schmaltz, we said it last night, he's going to be a top-notch NHL draft pick this upcoming summer. He's the highest-ranked forward in the USHL on the draft list, not on the USA team. So very impressive skill from Schmaltz. Storm win the faceoff, and Lebosky's going to get called for interference right away. Lebosky took down his man, and he's headed to the box. Second power play opportunity for Green Bay means the Storm are headed to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Lebosky in the box for 2 minutes. He joins Schultz, who's serving a misconduct for checking from behind. Green Bay 0-1 tonight on the power play, 0-3 on the weekend. But they win the faceoff, and Jordan Gross sends it down low to Weiss. Weiss tried to set it behind the net. It was cut off, and now a scrum forward on the near side. Won by Green Bay. Up the wall to Gross on the near side. Cross-ice pass over to Hurley. Down low to Weiss. Back over to Gross with a shot right into the chest of Levine, who covers up. 4:52 to go in the first. Tri-City trailing Green Bay 3-1. Currently on the GNC penalty kill. Lebosky still has a minute 40 to go on the penalty. Face off on the near side. The Storm in the Levine's left. Nick Schmaltz will take the draw against Berger for Tri-City. And Berger tried to win that one, and it's poked away by Pogansky out of the zone. Race for the puck was won by Weiss. Poganski stays in deep to forecheck, but now he'll retreat as Green Bay picks up the puck, and it's Gross on the near side. Schmaltz, cross-ice pass to the far side. Hurley's got a step on Poganski. Hurley to the net, taken away by Kerr over to the far side. Loose puck, Kerr got it back, chipped it ahead to Poganski, who swept it out, and a penalty is coming here on Green Bay. As the Storm cleared the zone, the Gamblers get whistled for a penalty. A hooking call on Green Bay's penalty to Green Bay. Hooking call, and the Storm head of the Century 21 power play after they kill off the next minute and nine of Lebowski's penalty. It's Nick Schmaltz into the box for hooking. He hooked down Kerr, who was trying to get Poganski the puck and get it out. We're 4-on-4 for a minute 9 seconds. Green Bay has a 3-1 lead, 4:21 to go in the first. Faceoff won by the Storm, and Hutton sent it in deep. Into the Green Bay zone, Gomez got it to McMurphy in the far side corner. McMurphy tried to put it back up to Hutton. It was taken by Soroki, and it's back to McMurphy, though. Good work on the wall. McMurphy now behind the net, getting shoved. Keeps possession to Fritz on the near side. Cross-ice pass to Hutton on the right point with a shot. Save made by Hackett. Rebound on the near side now. Irwin up the wall, and Green Bay gets it out of the zone. Back to the Tri-City end. Hutton will pick it up. Has Soroki all over him, and they ride into the far side wall. Taken by Irwin. Here's a chance for Green Bay, 4-on-4. And a nice move and a shot and a save by Levine. What a move there by Kevin Irwin using the net, getting it through the defenseman's skates and moved to the backhand, but Levine got the save with the glove and kept it out. 3:34 left to go in the first, 23 seconds left in a 4-on-4. And then the Storm will have a power play for a little less than a minute. 51 seconds will be the time of the Storm power play. 3-1 Gamblers lead at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. This time, it's Ryan Law that's tossed out of the faceoff circle. And Tyrannese will come and take it. Storm in the faceoff mile and send it behind to Wilkie. Wilkie will move forward. 4-on-4 here as Milan has it in neutral ice. Gets past the red line into the zone. Try to send it in deep, but it was knocked down. And now Law has it for Green Bay. He's got a burst of speed on the far side. Law into the zone. Moving in, poked away by Wilkie. Nice job defensively. Poganski got it forward to Lebowski, back to Poganski. Poganski, nice move around one man. Couldn't get to the net. Taken away by Gross, who fires it around the wall and out. 3 minutes to go in the first. 35 seconds left in a Century 21 power play for Tri-City, who's trailing 3-1. Wilkie leading the rush. Wilkie into the zone. Try to move through two players. Taken away by Green Bay, and it's sent out of the zone once more. Wilkie tried to send it through two different players, but lost possession, and the Storm never got anything set up there. Now it's Lebowski. Past the red line on the far side. Gomez into the zone and poked right out by Green Bay. Zone entry for the Storm here on their first abbreviated power play. Has not been anything to write home about. Here's now Berger, who shoots it in deep. On the far side, Gomez keeps it in for Freitag. We're back to even strength now. Everyone out of the box with the exception of Schultz. Green Bay had possession, got it out of the zone, but Critch had it, almost turned it over on the far side. Cook does get possession for Green Bay. Schmaltz in deep, sent by Valisano up the wall to Gomez. Gomez on the far side to center ice. Past the red line, into the zone, Freitag. Try to get it back, it was deflected and taken by Schmaltz. Schmaltz on the near side now, got it to the center for Cook, who came in offside, taken away by Valisano before the whistle blew. Valisano into the zone. Valisano on the near side, tried a centering pass, taken away by Linhart, but he turned it over on the far side to Kerr. Kerr had a pass bounce to Valisano. Valisano had a bounce off a skate, and it was lurking over to Will Guerin, who was on the back door, but it's turned over now to Schmaltz. Schmaltz into the Storm end, lost possession trying to get past Kerr, and it's moved up the wall and sent in deep by Guerin. Minute 20 to go in the first. 3-1 Green Bay. Big hit behind the play by Eastman in the Green Bay end, but now it's sent back to the Storm end where Fritz has it up the wall, deflected in deep by Guerin. Hackett out of his net for Green Bay to play it. Moved around the near side, up the wall for Soroki. Soroki out of his zone. Cross-ice pass. Here's a rush. Gross in onside with Irwin. Lost the puck, though. Taken away by Tri-City. Moved by Hutton over to Eastman, but too far in front of him. Now Green Bay with it again. 50 seconds left in the period. Here's a rush for Best. Best holding. Trying to find Irwin, and the shot hits the crossbar. Irwin deflected it right off the crossbar, and Green Bay almost had their fourth of the period. And now another opportunity and a shot and a score. It's Ryan Soroki that makes it 4-1, Green Bay. Four goals on Hayden Levine in the first period after Levine made 36 saves and only allowed one goal in 60 minutes last night. It's 4-1 now, Green Bay, with 32 seconds to go in the period, and this is a killer for the Storm. They dodged a bullet as a deflection by Irwin hit the crossbar, but the second time, Soroki made it count, hitting the back of the net, going up high on Levine, and now it's turned over by Schultz, and another opportunity here for Green Bay as we have 20 seconds left in the period. Schultz is out of the box, and he's got the possession on the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie on the far side left it for Valisano, who swept it in deep. Freitag took a hit, tried to move it back to Wilkie. On the far side, Green Bay with possession. 2-on-2 with 3 seconds to go. O'Neill gets by Kerr at the net. Time runs out. He scored, but time ran out before he could shoot it. O'Neill almost had his second of the period as a shot snuck through Levine and into the back of the net. And with that, we have the end of the first, which did not go Tri-City's way. They trail 4-1 to Green Bay, and they got to regroup because they got a long work ahead of them, down 3 goals after one. We'll have the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Looking for a great deal on high-quality tires with a fantastic road hazard warranty and free lifetime rotations and flats? Then get to Big O Tires. Through March 23rd, when you buy 4 new Big O brand tires, we'll give you $100 guaranteed. Trade in for your old tires regardless of their age or condition. That's $100 towards 4 high-quality Big O brand tires. It's just another way we want to earn your business at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Shaffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic service, sales, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-1 here at the Viero Event Center after the first period, facing the Green Bay Gamblers. And we've got an interesting promotion on the ice here. It's actually something that Green Bay does a lot in Green Bay. It's called the Dash for Cash. Tri-City Storm offering the chance for four different schools to win some money for their schools, trying to pick up as much money as they can. The money's scattered around on the ice, and there was a representative from each school trying to grab as much dough as they could and keep it in their shirts. And however much money they got, they're going to be just going to be donated to their school's foundation. And it's funny to watch them all walk off the ice now with shirts that are busting at the seams with cash, as they're really getting an opportunity to win some money here tonight at the Storm game. Tri-City, though, on the scoreboard, trailing 4-1, and the Storm scored the first goal of the night. Jake Wallen scored his first USHL goal from Gomez and Milan at 4:37. And at that time, the Storm were being outshot, and Green Bay had some better opportunities. But I like to think the play was still relatively even, and Tri-City had that 1-0 lead, and you think, well, now they can have some momentum here. But right off the faceoff, Green Bay was able to secure the puck, get possession, move into the Storm end, and score 21 seconds later. Aaron O'Neill, first goal of the season from Jordan Gross at 4:28, just 21 seconds after the Storm had made it 1-0. And then Green Bay took control of this game. They end up outshooting the Storm 16-8 in that first period. And although Storm had taken two penalties and gave Green Bay two power plays, Green Bay didn't capitalize on either one of those. But they scored four goals in total in the first. After O'Neill's goal, Dawson Cook scored less than 2 minutes later. Assist goes to Nick Schmaltz. And what a play that was set up by Green Bay. And Cook results in the goal. Then Ryan Law scored from Matthew Weiss at 13:09. And finally, after the play evened out a bit, Ryan Soroki scored at 19:28 with just 32 seconds left. And Tri-City finds themselves trailing by three goals after the first period of play. 4-1 Green Bay. Hayden Levine, we talked so much about how he was good last night. He made some good saves early on when it was pretty even early in the game. But things unraveled for Levine later in the period. 12 saves on 16 shots. Cam Hackett just had to make 7 saves on 8 shots. And his team has a 4-1 lead after 20 minutes. Tri-City's got some work ahead of him to try to get back into this one, as Green Bay has used some pretty good line rushes and they've made some things happen for themselves to get a 4-1 lead at the end of 20 minutes. That's our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the check of the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update next on The Breeze 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price of every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
4-1 lead for the Green Bay Gamblers after 20 minutes. Jared Sheffrin back with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report as we check the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Again, a lot of games going on in the USHL, and it's Team USA that has both of their teams in action. You got one team in Muskegon, the other in Chicago, and those are the two teams that Green Bay is watching. Along with Team USA, is all four are in contention for the one playoff spot that seems to be left in the Eastern Conference. The only team that's clinched is Indiana, but it seems that the second and third will be Dubuque, as well as Cedar Rapids. So, Team USA is down 3-1 to Muskegon after two, and the other Team USA team is ahead of Chicago 1-0. So Muskegon looks like they're going to be able to get 2 points if they can hold on to that 3-1 lead. Team USA is leading 1-0 in Chicago after one, so a lot of time left in that one. Indiana Ice, who are the team that has clinched a playoff spot in the East, has a 4-2 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms, and the Ice actually are only 2 points behind the Waterloo Blackhawks in the President's Trophy race. And right now, Fargo has a 3-1 lead on Waterloo in Young Arena, and the Fargo Force last night got a win in Young Arena. And I don't know if anyone thought it was going to be able to, if the Fargo was going to be able to do it a second time, but they lead 3-1 on Waterloo. Lincoln has a 2-0 lead against Des Moines in the icebox, and the Lincoln Stars won last night, trying to get 4 points on the weekend against Des Moines. Jared Kolkfist and Magnus Hoff, each with goals for Lincoln. And Lincoln's had a rough weekend as the head coach was dismissed just a couple days ago before their game last night. Jimmy McGroarty is not going to be with Lincoln anymore. McGroarty's been with the team for a long time, served as a head coach, then went to an assistant, and then took over as head coach before this season started. However, he has been dismissed by Lincoln. So the Stars entering a new era, and they've done well so far. Won last night and have a 2-0 lead on Des Moines tonight. Cedar Rapids and Dubuque are facing off in a battle for the Cowbell Cup, and they're scoreless after one. Final game, Omaha and Sioux City tied 1-1. Sioux Falls has the night off. The Stampede played last night and won 7-1 over Sioux City. But tonight, Sioux City is at home against Omaha, and it's tied 1-1. Jacob Forsbacher-Carlson has scored for the Lancers, and Adam Johnson had a goal for Sioux City. That's it for our out-of-town scoreboard update. We'll have another one for you at the end of the second period. We want to remind you about our Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week every Tuesday morning. Head to the Storm Facebook page and answer our Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week. The question will be there. You comment with the correct answer, and you can have a chance to win a free buffet presented by Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. We'll take a break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back with a second period next between the Storm and the Green Bay Gamblers, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Spring into action with Diamond Vogel during our spring decorating sale now through March 15th. Diamond Vogel is excited to help you save on the best paint this spring. And just for our fans, an exclusive $15 savings coupon on a $100 purchase. Like us on Facebook and receive these special offers, or just stop in to one of our locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook to take advantage of our low spring prices.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Storm back on the ice for the second period. Tri-City trailing Green Bay 4-1. And we had a couple changes to the box score after the first period as Green Bay was added a few assists. Dawson Cook's goal assisted on by Matthew Weiss and Nick Schmaltz. And Cook, nice goal, and Schmaltz started the play and made a great pass over to Weiss, who found Cook for the finisher. Ryan Soroki's goal, also assisted by Drew Best, to end the first period. It's 4-1 Green Bay as we start the second. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. Green Bay from right to left. Berger will take the opening faceoff in the second against Aaron O'Neill. No, he will not. It's Connor Hurley who's out there. Thought O'Neill was being awarded some more playing time. Chase Berger, the player of the period for Runza here. If Berger can pop one in this second period, all the fans will take home free Runza. So fans are rooting for this top line here for Tri-City. As the Storm with the faceoff to start the second period, puck was almost taken away by Hurley, but it's sent in deep by Poganski. Poganski got shoved into his own bench for a second. Now here's Lebowski out in front, and we get a stoppage, and Lebowski gets hit at the end of the play, and Berger and Poganski come over. I don't know what the stoppage was there behind the net. Lebowski got a turnover. He tried to come out in front with a wraparound, and a high stick was the whistle. And after the play, we might have some penalties here. Lebowski got hit, and then Berger and Poganski came over to help. There will be no penalties, but due to the high stick, the faceoff will come all the way back into the Tri-City end. 16 seconds into the second period, Tri-City trailing Green Bay 4-1. Faceoff to the left of Hayden Levine. Balassano will take it for Tri-City. It's one to Green Bay, and a shot by Jordan Gross was deflected wide. Now behind the net on the far side, Tyrannese. The far side taken away by Tri-City. Freitag got it out of the zone, but couldn't get it much further, and it's sent right back in by the Gamblers. Daniel Fritz picks it up for Tri-City, wraps it around the boards for Wilkie, who did a good job, had to face two Green Bay players, got the puck and got it to Freitag into the zone. Shot was deflected over the net. Freitag on the far side, won it back to Wilkie. Now a shot from the point was blocked in front. Shot came from Fritz that time. And Ryan Law will start forward for Green Bay. Has a goal in this one already. Sent it into the Storm end, taken away by Fritz, shoved out by Walland, but he couldn't get it much further. Green Bay had a tag up, and it's taken back by Fritz over to Hutton, who banks it to Wallen, and he sends it to neutral ice. Green Bay right back with it. Wallen had a hop over his stick, and Hutton will take control for Tri-City. Now Daniel Fritz on the far side wall. Minute and a half into the second period. Fritz got a saucer pass over to Valenzano, who was held up at the line. Green Bay takes possession, and Irwin turned it over to Hutton to neutral ice. Hutton shovels it back in for Tri-City on the far side wall. Irwin lifts it high into the air, back into neutral ice. And Soroki picks it up and goes into the zone. Soroki on the far side had a pass to the center. Gomez deflected away. And now Critch. Jason Critch lofted it back to the Green Bay end. It's going to be icing on Tri-City. 18-11 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 4-1 to the Green Bay Gamblers here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm had the first goal in this game, but Green Bay has scored four straight. Faced off in the near side is won by Green Bay, and they got it in deep. Down low, loose puck behind the net. Polino had it, popped up into the air. Critch got positioning. Milan able to take it forward. Wallen got it out of the zone. Oncoming Gomez. Got around one man in the net. Gomez shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. Gomez played it to the top. Critch at the center with a shot. Deflection. Save. Another save. Puck still loose. Net comes off. And the puck never went in. The net came off. It was plowed into. And unfortunately for Tri-City, who had a great opportunity, they come up short. Gomez had the first opportunity, and it was kept in at the top by Critch, who shot it to the net. There was the shot, and then Gomez was pounding away in front with Eastman, and the net was pushed off. Milan got shoved into the netting by a Green Bay player in front. So unfortunate for Tri-City, but the faceoff will stay in the Green Bay end, as it was Durante's that shoved Milan into the net. Green Bay wins the faceoff, but it's kept in by Schultz on the near side while Eastman fed it behind the net over to Garrett on the far side corner. Garrett was double-teamed, and now Green Bay comes away with the puck. Big hit on the far side, and now Eastman's going to have to drop the gloves and answer against Gross. Eastman throwing some rights here. Kyle Eastman, holy moly! Eastman absolutely destroys Gross. But a big hit on the far side is going to have Eastman in the box for some time here. The crowd's fired up, that's for sure. And Eastman knew what he did right away and knew he was going to have to respond. And boy, oh boy, did Eastman unload on Gross. Everybody's okay for Green Bay, and we're going to get a look at a replay here. 17:24 to go. Here in this second period, Eastman had a big hit, and you can hear it on the far side. Oh, Eastman came up high, and he knew it right away. And then Gross wanted to go, and Eastman said, fine. And he took out all of his frustration on Gross. Eastman threw about 8 punches with the right fist until he got Gross to the ground. And both are in the box now. Eastman has been tossed out of the game. As it was McMurphy and Eastman that collided, and Eastman hit his man and got the brunt, and Eastman into the tunnel taking out some frustration. Unfortunately, caught on camera here at the arena. Looks like he was about to break a piece of lumber, and now they're going to take out Gross as well. It might get Gross for an instigator, as he definitely initiated the fight with Eastman. Gross is done for the at least the rest of the period here. Back to the Green Bay dressing room. Eastman and Gross with a little, they had a little discussion there in the tunnel after they were both knocked out. Gave each other a little fist bump as Gross felt that he needed to respond to Eastman. Eastman wasn't afraid to. Got in a heck of a shot against Gross. And we'll see what the penalties as a result here. Gomez acting as a Storm captain tonight for Green Bay. Ryan Law talking to the officials as well. 2 minutes on the board, whistled to Milan. I'm going to wait here and hear what the penalties are. So Green Bay, sorry, that wasn't Milan. Jordan Gross has been giving an instigation penalty, a 5-minute major, in addition to the fight. And an Eastman also whistled for the fight. And the Storm have a power play out of this whole deal. So I'll reset again. It's a 5-minute major for fighting for both players. The extra 2-minute instigation for Gross gives the Storm a power play. But I don't understand what the initial penalty was going to be to Eastman on the hit. I don't know. I thought there was a penalty coming to Eastman off the initial hit. But I guess not. Storm only have 4 skaters on the ice right now. So the officials explaining things. I don't know if the PA got that correct. If the Storm only have 4 skaters, how they're on the power play. Still some discussion with the officials here. To reset things, it's a 4-1 lead for Green Bay with 17:24 to go in the second period. And officiating's got to sort this all out. I think we're going to see 4-on-4. I don't think we're going to see a power play here. I think it's 4-on-4 right now. Well, we got 4-on-4 on the ice. Schmaltz is going to serve the 2-minute penalty. No, it will be a 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes, and then the Storm will have a power play. So they a 5-minute major. No, actually, I take that back again. The Storm will never have a power play here. The public address had it wrong. Tri-C is going to have to kill 3 minutes shorthanded here. They've got a major whistle to Eastman on the board. They've got a minor to Gross. We're still going to try and sort the rest of this out, but 4-on-4 right now. Wilkie to the center wall and shoots. Valisano shoots. Valisano had the shot and a big save made by Hackett. Now it's turned over to Wilkie. Wilkie in the zone. Moves past one man to the center. He shoots it wide. Kerr was open on the near side, and Wilkie wanted the shot. And now Green Bay has it. So two great opportunities for the Storm at the beginning of this 4-on-4. One for Valisano and one for Wilkie. And Valisano looks up to the heavens after he missed that one. Gomez almost had a turnover. Now he does get one. Here's Milan. He lost the puck off his stick, though. and he couldn't get a shot on net. A little sloppy for Tri-City, and now Terranese takes it for Green Bay. Almost turned it over at the top of the zone, but it's played in deep to the Storm end behind the net. Sullivan for Green Bay to the center. Left it for Irwin in the corner. Now he goes to the center. Knocked off the puck. Soroki to the center. Irwin with a shot. Missed. May hit the post on the right side. Never got past Levine. And now it's Gomez who sends it out to neutral ice. Green Bay with possession. And Gomez takes it away. Try to toe drag move into the zone. Milan over to Gomez. Gomez shoots. Deflected away. Never got much on that shot. It was deflected by Sullivan. And now a loose puck taken by Green Bay. 2-on-2 to Rannies. Making a 3-on-2 with a trailer. Irwin shoots. Save made by Levine with the glove. So, the result of this is that the Storm now have 2 minutes and 59 seconds of a GNC penalty kill, as Eastman was given a 5-minute major on that hit. So Eastman given a major on the hit. Gross was given a major and an instigator, which does him in for the game. But Tri-City now has a penalty to kill off for the next 3 minutes. Green Bay wins the faceoff, and Hurley has it to Schmaltz on the near side. Schmaltz on the near side half wall. Send it down low. Chipped in front. Levine makes a glove save. Nice job by Levine to read that deflection and made the save with a glove. 2:48 now to go in the penalty kill for Tri-City. 15:11 left in the second. 4-1 Green Bay lead. Still trying to sort out what Eastman actually got the major for that wasn't the fighting. As Green Bay wins the faceoff again on the power play. Schmaltz, near side half wall. Hurley to the center. Shot to the center. Levine made the save. And now on the near side, it's Cook. Schmaltz to the center. Left it for Hurley on the left point. Shot was blocked in front. Banked off the wall. Kept in by Hurley. Far side. Back to Hurley. On the near side, Schmaltz. Left it for Hurley at the point. Pass down low and a shot. Missed the net wide on the far side. Matt Weiss. Hurley at the left point now with the puck. Hurley goes down low behind the net. Fan on a pass taken by Schultz. And it's clear. So now, 2 minutes to go on the GNC penalty kill. Storm send out fresh killers. Malasano, Wilkie, and Fritz on the ice to join Schultz. Green Bay with it on the far side into the zone. Schmaltz to the center. Had to try to pass to Cook on the near side, but it didn't connect. Cook keeps it in to Schmaltz now in the corner. Schmaltz on the circle. Back up top for Hurley. Fakes, gets Valisano out of position. Hurley still with the puck. Now to the center again. Linhart to the far side. Back to Linhart with a shot. Deflection. Rebound taken by Schultz. Schultz had it to Wilkie, who gloved it down, and now Wilkie's going to be able to race it out of the zone. Past the red line into the net, into the zone, and he shoots it. Save was made by Green Bay's Hackett. And now the Gamblers have it with a minute 15 to go on the power play. Weiss into the zone. Knocked away. Berger trying to get it over to Poganski. He does. Poganski into the Green Bay end. Two men on him. Poganski gets past him. Shoots high of the net. Good try by Poganski. And he gets his own rebound. Poganski doing great work shorthanded. Turns it over. Here's Berger. Berger. Shot. Save Hackett. Rebound Berger. Got shoved off there. Poganski's got it. Poganski in the near side corner. Going to kill some more clock here. Three Gamblers on him. And Poganski still with the puck. Finally taken away, and Cook has it. Poganski goes for a change. 40 seconds to go in the Green Bay power play. 13 minutes left in the second. 4-1 lead for the Gamblers. Move forward to Terranese, and it's sent into the Storm end. To the near side corner. Hit on the near side wall from Lebosky. It's poked up top, kept in by Walsh. Far side Sullivan. Down to the circle. Terranese, right circle, down low. Back up top for Sullivan. Now Walsh on the left point. Sullivan at the center. Goes into the near side corner. Opportunity in front. Deflected back up to Sullivan with a shot. Went over the net. Rebound picked up by Best. Chance in front. Knocked away. Far side. We're back to even strength now. Storm killed it off. Green Bay still with the puck. Shot to the center. Taken away. Here's Lebosky. 1-on-2. Lebosky past the red line. Just shot it in. And it's scooped over to the far side by Hackett. Sent all the way down for a breakaway for Tyranese. Shoots, misses the net as the Storm were catching up to him to try to eliminate that chance. Now Milan gets around Best. Milan into the zone. He shoots, save made. Rebound, shot wide by Wallen. Big chance for Wallen coming out of the box, and he put it wide. Back to the Storm end again for Schultz. Schultz got it forward for Wallen. Wallen gaining some speed into the zone. Dancing in, shooting, and a save made by Hackett with the glove. Jake Wallen, a lot more confidence tonight after scoring that early goal, and you can see it. Upset with himself, though, for missing the open net when he had a chance on a rebound. Tri-City trails 4-1 to Green Bay here in the second period. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carry-out or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. 4-1 our score here in the second. Storm have gotten some more opportunities and have evened up the shots on net. 20-16 now in favor of the Gamblers. No goals for either side in the second period, and it's been a much better period for both sides. But the Storm now without Kyle Eastman, as Eastman was assessed a major for fighting as well as a hit on a Green Bay player. And then Jordan Gross was also assessed a fighting and an instigator. The result was a three-minute penalty kill for Tri-City, which they have killed off. Both teams 0-2 on the power play right now with 11:41 to go in the Papa John's second period. Face off in the Green Bay end, one to Robert, the defenseman around the far side, out of the zone, skipped under Fritz, and Schultz has to hustle back to get it. Jalen Schultz got taken down, and a penalty upcoming on Green Bay. Here come the Storm with a delayed call, but it's turned over, and Durante's touches up. So the Storm back to the Century 21 power play, where they've had two opportunities thus far tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing a process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Face off one by the Storm. A quick shot and a save made by Hackett. Shot came from Wilkie at the point. May have been deflected by Poganski. And now here's Lebowski. Send it down low. Milan. Milan on the far side wall with two Green Bay players. But Berger keeps it into Lebowski. Lebowski back to Berger on the right circle. Berger holding. Berger fakes. Back up top Lebowski. Centered Wilkie. Shot. Save made by Hackett. Rebound loose. He didn't know where it was. Puck is still loose. And it's kept out by Green Bay and sent all the way out of the zone. But it hit off the linesman, and it's kept in possession by Wilkie. Turned over by Berger, though, to Weiss. On the far side, Weiss lofted a pass to the center, and a shot and a save made by Levine. Stoik had the shot there, killing the penalty, and Levine makes a big save to keep it 4-1 Green Bay. Tri-City, a couple opportunities on that power play thus far. 40 seconds in, minute 20 to go on the penalty, which went to Patrick Polino for tripping. Storm with a faceoff in their own end, though, and they do win it. Kevin Kerr with possession behind his own net, sent it to Valisano on the far side. He turns it over, though. Tyranese tried to pass it to the front, banked off the net, got it back. On the near side now, it's worked on the wall. And Valisano has possession for Tri-City. He'll regroup with a minute to go on the man advantage. Gomez into the zone on the near side. Got hit on the near side wall. But the puck goes in the corner and Gomez gets it back. Works it to the right point where Critch has it. Critch lost possession. It was out of the zone. Critch gets it back. Gomez overskated it. And now Green Bay brings it in shorthanded again. Throwing it at the net. Levine sticked it away to the near side. Taken back by Green Bay. And Law is going to play it back to his own end. And Green Bay is going to try to kill some time here as they shoot it all the way down. 27 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Kevin Kerr will start forward. Far side, Valisano past the red line. Valisano's in onside. Leaves it for Gomez. He takes a shot. Hit off the right post, I think. And now it's moved around the far side. where Kerr has it. Over to Gomez on the far side. Back to Kerr, the center. Got past his man. Over to Critch. Now on the far side, Gomez. Balasano. On the far side, Gomez. We're back to even strength. Gomez towed around one man. Balasano, turnaround move. Shot saved by Hackett. And he covers up. Pushing and shoving. Durantes and Gomez tied up in front. Still 4-1, Green Bay. 9:17 to go in the second. Storm keep working hard, but come up short. The power play opportunity, 0-3 tonight for Tri-City. Storm had their first chance after a Nick Schmaltz hooking penalty, which was an abbreviated power play. And now a faceoff in the Green Bay end, and a shot from Garen's deflected into the netting and out of play. I think the Storm are actually 0-2 on the power play thus far. 9:10 to go here in the second period. So Eastman was whistled for a game misconduct for a checking from behind and then the five-minute major, which is what we thought was going to be the whistle, but just some confusion there after the fight. That was the initial call on the play, and no goals have been scored by either side, but each team without a player after a fight earlier on in the second. Green Bay with possession now in the Storm end, and it's Walsh, the defenseman, who sent it in deep. Hurley has it now on the far side. Connor Hurley sent it in deep for Dawson Cook. McMurphy hit him, trying to shove him. Cook got it back to Hurley up top on the point. A shot save made by Levine. Rebound on the far side. Cook again for Green Bay. Takes a shove for McMurphy. Sent it to the center for Hurley. Taken away this time by McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side. Almost got tripped up, but stayed on his feet. Turned it over to Schultz. To Schmaltz, who got hit by Schultz. And now the puck's back to Green Bay in their own end. 8 minutes and 15 seconds left in the second. Green Bay with a comfortable 4-1 lead here at the Viero Event Center. Opportunity here for Cook, who couldn't catch the pass cleanly from Schmaltz. But he sends it back down low to Schmaltz, who gets hit by Schultz. Schmaltz on the far side. Schultz roughing him up. Puck taken away by Berger. Berger with an opportunity. Schmaltz lost his stick. Berger into the zone. Berger on the near side now. Berger in the corner. Behind the net. Wraparound shot. Save made by Hackett. Rebound Pogansky on the near side. Pogansky behind the net. Gets hit by Sullivan. Nice job by Sullivan. Sealing off Pogansky, but the puck pops out to Fritz with a shot. Save made. Right shoulder save there by Hackett. Now in neutral ice, Berger swept it back into the Green Bay end. Sullivan couldn't handle it, and it's kept in by Bergman. Now forced out by Hurley and sent right back in by Fritz. Storm tag up, and Pogansky on the near side plays it on the half wall. Pogansky in the corner, kind of working it to Berger. Got it up top for Gardner, who couldn't hold it in. Now Gardner stumbles, have to get all back over there to get to Fritz. Storm tag up, Fritz back into the zone. Fritz to the center, he shoots, and a glove save by Hackett. Couple opportunities. Stormer throwing pucks on net. And that time, Daniel Fritz got a nice shot, but Cam Hackett's been good with the glove tonight. Only allowed one goal on the second shot that he saw tonight. Came from Jake Wallen on a great setup from Gomez. Still 4-1 lead for Green Bay. 7:06 to go in the Papa John's second period of play here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. Faceoff in the Green Bay end, won by Tri-City. Swept over to Critch on the far side. Sent it down low to Freitag. Freitag behind the net. Got some space. Looking behind the net. With it on his backhand. Sent it back to Valisano. Far side. Valisano to the center for Freitag. Kicked out by Hackett. Freitag didn't get all of it on the shot, but Hackett had to kick it out. Now Green Bay again with it. Walsh up the wall. Took a hit there. And it's sent all the way down by Green Bay. But icing is waved off. And a collision on the far side wall, but the puck is moved by Green Bay behind the net. Tyrannese left it for Weiss on the far side. Weiss to the center. Sullivan with a shot deflected wide of the net. Good job by Ryan Law. Puck's kicked around on the far side, and it's moved up the wall and taken by Tri-City. Valisano sent it behind Wilkie in neutral ice. Wilkie has to recollect and send it back to Critch. Critch now. Past one man. Chips it into the zone. Gomez charging hard forward. He'll be the first man there behind the net. Takes a hit from Sullivan. Got it to Wallen. Wallen Worked it up the wall. Mylan helped it along to Hutton. Hutton fires. Missed the net wide left. Rebound on the far side. Mylan at the goal line. Sent it through. Nobody there. Hutton picks it up in deep. Hutton working with Gomez. Hutton with a shot. Save and score! Cody Mylan takes it a 4-2 game for Tri-City. On an initial shot by Grant Hutton, Mylan found the rebound in the crease and poked it home. And Tri-City gets the goal. Only a two-goal deficit now. Good hard work in front. And the Storm rewarded for their efforts here in the second period. Tri-City has been firing shots at the net all period long. And they finally poke one past Hackett. Mylan getting in front and getting the goal. His third of the season. His fourth of the season. Third for Tri-City. McMurphy will take this faceoff for the Storm to reset. 5:40 left in the second. Storm trail 4-2. And this is a key moment in this game here as Green Bay wins the faceoff and gets it in deep. Polino up top. Now Walsh. Walsh with a shot. Deflection was blocked in front. Puck's picked back up by O'Neill. O'Neill near side. Stops in the corner. Got some space. Gets it up top for Robert with a shot. Was blocked by Wilkie. Now Walsh with an opportunity. Another shot. Levine makes the save and hangs on. The first assist on that goal is going to go to Grant Hutton on the first assist who took the initial shot. And the goal is scored by Cody Mylan. So it's Mylan from Hutton and Wallen. And the Storm are now down 4-2. Here as we get a break in the action, a big goal for Tri-City. At 14:20 of the period to bring themselves back down by two. And this is a key moment of the game. You don't have a lot of time left in the second period, about 5 minutes left in this period. The team that wins this period is going to have a lot of momentum going into the third. And give Green Bay credit for the four goals in the first period, but Tri-City has outshot Green Bay 17-5 in this second period. And they've worked themselves back into this game. If they can get another goal and put themselves only down by one headed into the third, anything can happen. But if Green Bay gets a goal and goes back up 5-2, it'll be tough for the Storm to come back trailing by three. And I think that's a key point here is that the momentum is in the Storm favor right now. But Green Bay has got some energy here. Right off that face-off win after the Storm goal. And we'll see who can score the next one. 4-2 Green Bay, 5:13 to go in the second. Face-off won by Green Bay and the Storm. And another shot got deflected wide of the net. Schultz put it on the near side for Kerr. Nice pass in front for Berger, who's rushing the other way. Poganski on the near side into the zone. Back to Berger. Loose puck gets thrown in on net. Scooped up by the glove of Hackett, and he stops play. Good work by Berger there with Poganski to get the puck towards the net. 4:56 to go in the second here on the breeze. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Green Bay. Faceoff in the Green Bay zone to the left of Hackett. Berger against Cook. Faceoff won by Green Bay. Robert has it behind the net. Lebosky trying to get a turnover. It's worked to the top of the zone, but kept in by Schultz. And the puck deflects out of play. And officials are going to say it did not deflect out. They're going to say that it was shot straight out by Schultz. So the faceoff comes out to neutralize with 4:48 to go in the second. 4-2 Green Bay lead here on the breeze. Storm trying to claw their way back into this one. Had a 1-0 lead, but allowed four straight later in the first. Here comes Berger off the faceoff. Got it to the far side, Lebosky. He hit it in deep for Berger. Now Poganski behind the net. Turned it over, though. Tried to get it back to Berger. And Green Bay has it in neutral ice. Cook into the zone on the near side. Cook with a shot. Save made by Levine. And he hangs on. Easy save for Levine with a shot from the outside. 4-2, Green Bay, 4:29 to go in the second. Again, momentum is so key, especially for this Storm team all year. They've used momentum, but when it's gotten on their opponent's side, they've struggled to come back. And Storm trying to get that momentum back after four goals by Green Bay in the first. Face off to the right of Levine now in the Storm end, and it's won by Tri-City. Chris Wilkie, nice pass forward to Valisano. Valisano getting hooked and held, but got past the red line. Couldn't get it in deep, though. He entered the blue line. And now Green Bay has possession. Sullivan, cross-ice pass to Tyrannese. Centered it to Law. Law moving in. Poked off by Fritz. Nice job by Fritz. And it's sent all the way down by Green Bay. No icing into their own zone here for Green Bay. Sullivan's got it. Freitag trying to take it away. Played on the near side by Linhart. Over to Law. Kept in by Freitag. Down the wall. Linhart in the corner. Sent it to Sullivan behind the net. He's got some speed. Moving forward to Tyrannese. Far side, Matt Weiss. Put it into the Storm end. Got it past Fritz. In deep. Fritz poked it over to Hutton. Sent it around the wall. And it's kept in by Green Bay. Centering pass turned over for a second. Back to Green Bay, though. Weiss got it to Robert with a shot. Deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. Kept in again by Green Bay's Weiss. Centering pass to Law. Pass was blocked away. Never got on net. Now Hutton. Nice job getting it over to Wilkie. Wilkie pass forward to Freitag, who tried to chip it in deep but couldn't. It was stopped by Walsh. And now Green Bay was offside, and a big hit on the far side is going to be whistled to Tri-City, where a Green Bay player is down. It was Weiss that was down. And I didn't see the hit, but I heard it. Weiss is back onto his feet, and Tri-City is going to the penalty kill here. I didn't see who had the hit. And it might be Dan Lebosky. Oh, no, it's Freitag. Freitag made the hit on the far side. And he'll head to the box for Tri-City. 2 minutes on a head contact for Freitag as we get a replay. Not a terrible hit, but Weiss was definitely hit up high by Freitag. And a two-minute power play for Green Bay and a chance to extend their lead. They lead 4-2 with 3:07 to go in the second. Storm win the faceoff, but Schultz couldn't clear. Hurley now has it at the left point. To Schmaltz with a shot, was blocked. Far side, kept in by Green Bay. Sullivan on the right, Hurley on the left. Now Schmaltz at the left circle. Schmaltz circling, holding, put it off a Storm skate. Loose in front for Irwin. Couldn't get a shot off. Kerr shoves him into the wall. Picked back up by Schmaltz on the near side. Sent it to the top, kept in by Sullivan. Loose puck played by Green Bay. Turn over to Kevin Kerr. Got it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy playing smart. Sent it around the wall in the Green Bay end. All the way to the top, though. And Schmaltz will play it. McMurphy trying to take him off the puck. Nice job. Forces him back into the Green Bay end, where Sullivan will play it back to Schmaltz. Nick Schmaltz into the zone. Left it for Cook. Back to Schmaltz on the far side behind the net. Schmaltz now on the near side. Gets shoved by Fritz. Sends it in deep. Loose puck. Picked back up by Cook. Another big hit there by Schultz. No call on this one. Hurley with a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound loose. Levine finding it in front, and he covers up. Pushing and shoving after the whistle in front of the Storm net. 49 seconds to go in the Freitag penalty, which was a head contact whistle. 1:55 now to go in the second. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Green Bay on the breeze at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff is coming here in the Storm end. A glove for Green Bay was found in the crease. And it's to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Under 2 minutes to go in the second. Storm trying to kill off this penalty to Freitag. Walsh off the faceoff for Green Bay to Best. Down low. Best gets it back. Shoots. Save made by Levine and covers up. And right away, Law was trying to get a jam at it. Tri-City and Grant Hutton saying not so fast. 39 seconds to go in the Freitag penalty. 1:46 remaining in the second. Huge play here late in this period. Tri-City trying to kill off this penalty and get some momentum for the third. One by Green Bay on the faceoff. Walsh, far side to Linhart. Back to Walsh on the near side. Goes down low. Big hit by Kerr. He's going to get whistled for a penalty. I can't believe they're going to call this on Kerr. And now it's a two-man advantage for Green Bay. Kevin Kerr can't believe it in the corner here. Tough call on Tri-City. He was already killing a penalty. And Kerr's going to get whistled for a cross-check. Play was in the near side corner to Levine's right. And Kevin Kerr, trying to play physical on a penalty kill, is getting whistled for a penalty. We're going to replay here. Tough to see, though. And two fresh minutes for Green Bay on the power play. Tri-City going to have to kill off the first one first. 28 seconds left. 5-on-3 for 28 seconds for Green Bay. Gamblers win the faceoff. Hurley on the far side. Sullivan down low. Back to Sullivan at the right point. Switches sides with Hurley. Hurley now with pressure from Berger, but got it down low over to Weiss. Weiss holding. Pass got deflected wide of the net. Rebound. Poganski trying to fight for it. Schultz has got it. Wraps it around the wall. Out of the zone. Hurley couldn't keep it in. Back to 5-on-4 now. Schmaltz back into the zone. 3-on-1. Schultz the only man there. Shot saved by Levine. Now another chance here is Hurley. Up top Sullivan. Back to Hurley. Had it glance off his stick. Gets it back. Plays it in the corner. Loose puck. Picked up by Tyranese. Deflected by Schultz. Back to Tyranese. Bouncing around. Down low to Schmaltz. Schmaltz in the corner. Up top for Sullivan on the left. Now Hurley on the right. Down low again. For Green Bay and a chance for Schmaltz. He holds. Centers it. Taken away and cleared. Berger intercepted it and cleared. 27 seconds left in the period. That will expire before the penalty will. Hurley back up the ice. Deflected off of Weiss's skate. Into the zone comes Green Bay. A shot from Best was blocked. Valisano tried to get it out, but it was kept in by Sullivan. 15 seconds left. Down low for Green Bay. A shot was blocked. Rebound loose in the crease. Levine covers it up. 8 seconds left in the second period. 34 seconds left in the Kevin Kerr cross-checking minor, which will extend to the third period if the Storm can get by 8.6 more seconds. Chase Berger going to come back out onto the ice. He had the shortest of rests on the bench, but back out to take a huge faceoff for Tri-City, trying to kill the rest of the clock in the second period, trailing 4-2. 8.6 seconds to go. Berger off the faceoff, and Green Bay has taken it. And this is what I'm talking about with the linesmen. They drop the puck, and Berger wins the faceoff, and then they blow the whistle and redo the faceoff because Green Bay was false starting. But they false started and lost the faceoff. And this is, and Berger upset about it, and this is what I'm talking about. You can't drop the puck and then call a false start. You got to play on. And we've seen this a lot from the linesman here. And Berger trying to win this faceoff. He couldn't do it. Linhart's got it now on the right point. Moves around Berger. Loose puck in front and a stoppage. A loose stick was there and an interference penalty was called. 1 second left in the period. And all of a sudden, a penalty here to Dawson Cook. So the Storm catch a break. Interference call on Cook. There's a stick that was loose right in front. And now there's just 1 second left in the period. So when they drop the puck, I think Berger is just going to, the only chance, he's just going to have to shoot it right off the drop. 4-2 Green Bay. And actually, Berger's not even going to be on the faceoff. It's going to be McMurphy. 1 second left in the period, and it's won back by Green Bay, and the clock expires. So, the Storm trailed 4-1 after one, but they got one back in the second, and they trail 4-2 after two. Third period will come next, and it'll start with a 4-on-4 that will eventually end in a Tri-City Storm power play. Green Bay had 4-2 after two. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report is next on The Breeze.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate. How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
Mm, that's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear your cell phone TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like a hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Real Country's Coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Here I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 4-2 to the Green Bay Gamblers after two periods here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. And we talked about the first period after in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report a couple minutes ago in the first intermission. And Tri-City was being outshot 16-8. They didn't really have much momentum. They allowed four straight goals. In the second period, the Storm came out and had a great momentum. 19 shots on goal in the second period. Got to do some research, but that might be the highest shot total in a single period for the Storm all season. It's not often that 19 shots on goal in one period in the second, and that just gives you the idea of how they were just throwing the puck at the net, trying to make something happen, and eventually it did. Cody Milan scores the goal, his third of his Storm career, fourth on the season. Assists go to Grant Hutton and Jake Wallen. Wallen's had a hand in both goals. And the Storm back within reach, only trailing 4-2 with 20 minutes to go. A lot more penalties in the second period, and they impacted the game, but neither team was able to score on the power play in the second. However, a lot of penalties. We saw a play where Kyle Eastman was whistled for a checking from behind and a game misconduct. 5-minute major for checking from behind and the game misconduct. Eastman was tossed for the hit. However, he had to respond to Jordan Gross, who wanted to drop the gloves with Eastman and fight. And Eastman did. Eastman had a heck of a fight. He got about 10 shots in on Gross and really was the aggressor in the fight. after the hit. Gross was whistled for an instigator penalty for going right up to Eastman and wanting to fight him after the hit. And both were ejected from the game after the incident. So the Storm without Eastman for the rest of the game. The Gamblers without Gross for the rest of the game. Later in the period, we saw, and actually I should say, after all that, the Storm had to kill a three-minute power play that resulted as Eastman was whistled for a five-minute major. And then they had a two-minute instigator. So there was a three-minute difference there that the Storm had to kill, and they did. Later, Patrick Foligno was whistled for tripping, but Green Bay killed that off. Freitag was whistled for head contact, and as the Storm were killing that penalty, Kevin Kerr was whistled for cross-checking. It resulted in a 5-on-3 for Green Bay. Tri-City killed off the 5-on-3, and when we were in the 5-on-4, a whistle went to Dawson Cook of Green Bay for interference, making it 4-on-4, and that's where we stand. We have a 4-on-4 situation, and it'll start the third period for 26 seconds, and then the Storm will go on the Century 21 power play for approximately a minute and 33 seconds, if my math is correct. It'll be a minute and 33 seconds for the Storm on the power play to, after a 4-on-4 to start the third, and an opportunity for Tri-City. Haven't scored on the power play. Neither team has scored on the power play this weekend, and it'll be a good opportunity for the Tri-City Storm try to make up the deficit. Levine had a better second period, 21 saves on 25 shots. Cam Hackett, 25 saves on 27 shots for Green Bay through two periods. We got 20 minutes left in this one, and it should be a good finish to this game. Tri-City trailing by two, looking to get back in it. That's our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the Midway Out of Town Scoreboard Update next on The Breeze.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Green Bay with a 4-2 lead over the Tri-City Storm after two periods here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. A lot going on in the USA Channel tonight. Playoff race in the Eastern Conference, race for seeding in the West, and a president and a Anderson Cup trophy race, as well as we have Waterloo leading that race, but Indiana is trailing them going into the night, and Indiana has picked up a win and two more points. They win over Youngstown 4-3 at home, and Indiana down the stretch has been unbelievable. I mean, they win every night. And again, here with a win over Youngstown, they were up 1-0 and a goal by Timothy Shoup before Youngstown scored twice. Maxim Letnov and Kyle Connor each with goals. But then it was Brian Pino with a natural hat trick in the second period in a few minutes span. Scored three straight and propelled Indiana to victory. Kyle Connor added a late goal for Youngstown, but it wasn't enough. 4-3 the final for Indiana. So it's Waterloo's job. They need to keep pace here as Waterloo came into the night with a two-point lead in the Anderson Cup race. But they trail 3-2 to Fargo. Third period just starting in Waterloo at Young Arena. The Blackhawks in danger of dropping two straight to Fargo. Fargo has goals from Andrew Zerbin, Tyler Hines, and Mikey Isamont. Waterloo with goals from Drew Melanson and Patrick Russell. And a big goal for Waterloo with Russell scoring at 18:33 of the second and giving him some momentum headed into the third period. Fargo trying to sweep Waterloo on the road at Young Arena would be pretty impressive. Storm will see Fargo up at Shields Arena, the first and only trip to Shields Arena the Storm will make this season. It'll be this coming weekend, and it'll be a chance to see those Fargo Force team that defeated the Storm twice in a row earlier in the month. Cedar Rapids has a 1-0 lead over the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That game has entered the third period. And a goal in that one for Cedar Rapids is Alec Marsh. Just 2:19 into the third is the difference in that one. Cedar Rapids up 1-0. Lincoln ahead 2-1 on Des Moines. Start of the third period there. Sioux City has come back to take the lead against Omaha. 3-2 lead for the Musketeers. That game starting the third period at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Musketeers trying to salvage a weekend split after losing last night to Sioux Falls. Goals in this one by Bobo Carpenter, Valtteri Hopinen, Adam Johnson each for Sioux City. Omaha has goals from Ryan Tate and Jacob Forsbacher Carlson. And we got two games for Team USA. Muskegon has defeated Team USA 6-1, but the other Team USA is a 4-2 lead on Chicago. So right now Muskegon has picked up 2 points. And they are back in fourth place alone right now in fourth. Team USA, however, has a 4-2 lead on Chicago. And here, Green Bay with a lead on Tri-City 4-2. So Green Bay trying to keep pace with Muskegon. Chicago looking for a comeback in the third period to try to keep pace as well. Here we have 20 minutes to go, and it'll be an exciting start to the third as we'll start 4-on-4 and then a Storm power play after 26 seconds of 4-on-4 to start the third period. It's all coming your way next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
If you want to make sure your vehicle's road ready and don't want to waste time and money driving around town to do it, get to Big O Tires, where you'll get the absolute lowest prices on tires, oil changes, brake service alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, batteries, wiper blades, and even lift kits and leveling kits. And you'll get the best price in town because Big O honors all competitors' coupons. We're your one-stop shop for guaranteed great auto service. Get to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention, they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes. They're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, you ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
20 minutes to go at the Viera Event Center. Tri-City Storm looking for a comeback. They trail 4-2, and they're back onto the ice here, going from right to left. Your Tri-City Storm trying to find themselves a way to get a sweep this weekend as they won last night over Green Bay. Gamblers will go left to right as we get start this third. As we get set to start the third period, in the second, only one goal for Tri-City. Cody Milan from Grant Hutton and Jake Wallen. That was the only goal of the period. Did have some fighting going on and some fisticuffs in the second. But as we prepare for the third, the Storm trail by two goals. So we have 26 seconds of 4-on-4 to start this third period. Kevin Kerr is into the box for Tri-City. For Green Bay, they will have Dawson Cook in the box. Cook is in the box for a minute 59 as he just got that penalty with 1 second left in the period. And for Tri-City, they will have a minute and 33 seconds. Four to two the score, Green Bay in the lead. 26 seconds of 4-on-4. Face-off won by Tri-City to start this third period, presented by Big O Tires here on the Breeze. Far side of the Green Bay zone. Puck scrum four and won by Tri-City. Wallen sent it into Gomez's skate. And here comes Green Bay with an opportunity on the far side. Irwin with just Wilkie back. Got it to the center for Soroki, and nice job by Jake Wallen to break up that play. Storm back at full strength, but it's pucks kept in by Green Bay. Wallen sealed his man off on the wall. Had to be careful. Could have got called for interference there. And now Wilkie will take it for the Storm. Minute 20 to go on a power play for Tri-City, presented by Century 21. Gomez takes a long shot from neutral ice. It's saved by Hackett, and he makes the save and covers up. Minute 13 to go in the penalty to Dawson Cook. Tri-City trailing 4-2 with a power play. Trying to get a little bit closer here. Milan on the faceoff for the Storm to the left of Hackett. Won by Tri-City over to Berger. Berger lost it though, and it's sent out. Interesting, the Storm went with Milan on that faceoff, and he did what he was supposed to do, get it to Berger. But the Storm couldn't generate anything, and now Wilkie will start forward once more. Wilkie to the near side, Berger into the zone. And this near side takes a shot, big rebound. Poganski had it. On the rebound, it went to the top, and it hit Poganski in the head. out of the zone, and it's back to Wilkie. Pogansky is fine. He's back on his feet and skating. Now Wilkie's into the zone. Wilkie shoots. It's blocked. And here comes Green Bay the other way. Breakaway for Tyrannies. He moves and shoots, and save made by Levine. A rebound for Tyrannies was also poked wide. Now Lebowski will go the other way. Shovels it in on a backhand. In deep to the Green Bay end. Sullivan picks it up. Works it to Tyrannies on the far side, who settles it down and sends it all the way into the Storm. And Levine out of his net to play it. Wraps it around the near side. With 10 seconds left on the Century 21 power play, Berger had a pass to the far side for Garin, deflect away, and another opportunity here for Green Bay back into the Storm end. It's back to 5-on-5, 2 minutes into the third, Tri-City trailing 4-2. Garin left it over for Kevin Kerr in the Storm end, and Kerr on the far side wall was canceled out by Cook for a second, but got it to the near side for Fritz, banked it forward, intercepted by Green Bay. Here's an opportunity for Durantes, and a shot was blocked in front. Blocked by Kevin Kerr, who's down, and he's going to skate back off to his bench under his own power. McMurphy the other way, tried a centering pass for Freitag. Turned over to Green Bay. Now Garin picks up a loose puck. Will Garin to the center, moves around a man behind the net. Couldn't get a chance. Might have had a shot there. I don't know if Hackett had to make a save, but Will Garin with a little opportunity there. Affiliate player playing in his second game in the USHL. Green Bay, but got it to neutralize. Schultz gloved it down. Got it forward, but not too far. As two Green Bay players ran into each other there. It was Stoik for Green Bay alongside Anthony Walsh that collided, but they seem to be okay. Now the Storm have possession in their own zone. 3 minutes into the Big O Tires third period. 4-2 Green Bay. Gomez worked it out to neutralize, and now he'll start forward. Try to drag around one man. Couldn't get there. Now Critch lofts it to the far side. Milan leaves it for Gomez in the zone. Back to Milan with a shot. Save made by Hackett. And the rebound is held on to. There is a stick inside the net of Green Bay. I don't know whose it is. I don't know how it got there. But it was inside the net. Behind the netminder Hackett for Green Bay. And I don't know how it got there, but there was a stick poked into the back of the net there. Face-off in the Green Bay end, won by Tri-City. Valisano to the center. Wilkie had a chance, but it was knocked off a stick. Now there's a 2-on-2 the other way. Into the zone, Irwin goes far side, shoots, and a save made by Levine. Got it up high, but Levine made the save and held on in the glove. 4-2 the score in favor of Green Bay. 16:25 remaining in the third. Presented by Big O Tires here at the Viero Event Center. 28-27 shots on net in favor of Tri-City, so pretty even with just 16:25 to go. Faceoff won by Green Bay in the Storm, and a chance in front was blocked, and now Valisano will take it the other way, 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Valisano into the zone. To the net, he got taken down, no call. Official was there to watch the play, and now it's 2-on-2 the other way for Green Bay. Irwin on the near side, Sorokin with a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound loose to Irwin on the far side, who plays it up top, lost it out of the zone, and he'll shoot it back in. Fritz will collect it on the near side corner and skate it forward. Fritz moved it up the wall, got stopped and turned over to Green Bay, and O'Neill will shoot it right back in. Gardner now for Tri-City, plays it around the near side. Lebowski got it to Pogansky, can't get out of the zone. Now it's out of the zone. O'Neill sends it back for his own defenseman, Linhart, and now O'Neill gets it back, taken away for a second by Pogansky. Linhart gets it back, taken by Gardner. Back to Berger. Berger trying to get in the zone. He does, but lost the puck. Pogansky played it with a high stick, taken back by Green Bay, and Pogansky goes into the corner to try to get it back, trying to shove Linhart, taken by Durantes on the near side, and Green Bay sends it all the way down. This is an icing on the Green Bay Gamblers. 15:09 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Green Bay here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So the Storm with an offensive zone faceoff after the icing. Milan will take it for Tri-City. Aaron O'Neill on the ice for Green Bay after the icing. Storm won it. Wallen tried to take a shot, but it was blocked, and now Critch had it back in neutral ice. Storm tag up. Milan back to get it. Milan into the zone. Gomez on the far side. Milan with a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Schultz is there to keep it in the left point. Try to take a shot. He fanned on it, but then got it down low to Gomez. Gomez in the near side. Holding up top. Over to Critch. Shot deflects over the net. Rebound Gomez on the near side, trying to keep it in. Did for a second, but now it's out of the zone. Sent in deep by Green Bay. Won't make icing. Critch picks it up for Tri-City. 14:30 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Critch got it forward to Gomez. Gomez is on the far side, lost possession. Critch ends up back on his stick, and he sends it in deep. Goes off on a change. McMurphy in deep for Tri-City, trying to work behind the net. Loose puck in the corner, picked up by Green Bay. Tyrannese fires a cross-ice pass too far ahead of his man, and Hutton will get it, but turns it over on the far side. Return back over to Tri-City, and a bouncing puck kept in at the top by Tyrannese. Now taken back by Fritz. Cross-ice pass. Had it to Guerin, but it was too far behind him. And the Storm lose possession. Now it's Green Bay back with the puck. Under 14 minutes to go. Tri-City needs two. They trail 4-2 as Green Bay shoots it in once more. Kevin Kerr behind the net in his own zone. Gets it forward to Hutton. Hutton with plenty of time. Plays on the far side. Guerin. Guerin past the red line. Into the zone. Got Kerr who's coming to the play and he shoots. And it's deflected up and out of the play. Into the netting behind the Green Bay net. 13:35 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 4-2 to Green Bay. Trying to put the pressure on and get back into this game. As they were up 1-0, but allowed four straight in the first period, and they trail 4-2. At Big O Tires, they're committed to providing the best value to their customers. That's why they'll meet or beat any competitor's tire price. Plus, they'll honor all competitors' service coupons. That way, you know when you go to Big O Tires, you're getting the best deal in town. It's just one of the reasons they're the team you trust. Head of Big O Tires in Kearney, in Grand Island today. Storm trailing 4-2 here in the third period on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Goals for Tri-City have been credited to Jake Wallen and Grant Hutton. Right now they've changed the goal from Milan to Hutton. I guess they're saying Milan didn't get a piece in front. We'll have to review that again. Green Bay has four goals credited to Aaron O'Neill, Dawson Cook, Ryan Law, and Ryan Soroki. 13:35 to go in the game. Green Bay has won the faceoff in their own zone. Nice job by Jalen Schultz, though, to keep it in at the left point. Now on the far side, Lebosky over to play it. Almost kept it in. Got a good hit on his man, but it's taken out of the zone. Over to Kerr. Poganski sweeps it back in deep to the Green Bay end for Tri-City. Played around in the corner over to Lebosky. Lebosky, with two men on him, couldn't hold it in. And Green Bay has possession on the near side, banked off the wall to the top and out of the zone. Loose puck brought in by Schmaltz. Nice job by Kerr to stand him up, but Schmaltz takes the puck to the far side, turned over to Kerr. Kerr lost his stick, tried to kick it forward, couldn't do it. Played back in deep by Green Bay. On the near side, moved by Schultz. Lebosky tried to get it out, and it's pushed back in. And now it's Kevin Kerr. Kerr holding for Tri-City in his own zone. On the far side, over to Schultz. Schultz, past the red line, try to shoot it in. And an offside is whistled to Tri-City as he tried to shoot it in, but it was blocked, and the Storm came in offside before the puck. 12:38 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City fighting an uphill battle here, trailing 4-2 to Green Bay. Faceoff went forward by the Storm. Gomez took a hit. Milan went in deep. He took a hit. Pucks moved around the near side, though, kept in by Fritz. Shot down low to the far side where Sullivan plays it for Green Bay. It's stopped on the far side wall by Tri-City, and now it's out to neutral ice, and Daniel Fritz has to get it in the Storm end. Fritz has seen a lot more ice time tonight for Tri-City, and he's made an impact offensively as he has the puck now for Tri-City. On the far side, glove down by Gomez, and he'll bring it past the red line, leave it for Milan, shot it in deep. On the near side corner, Wallen to the net. Save made by Hackett. Wallen took a hit. He'll head off for a change. Gardner got to it, and all Gardner needed to do was shoot it back in deep to the Green Bay end, and instead he lobs it out of play. 11:50 to go here in the game. And these are the mental mistakes that the Storm have made here over the last month that has caused them to lose a lot of games. Center ice faceoff is one forward by Tri-City, but Freitag couldn't enter the zone, got it poked off his stick. And Law got it forward to Tyrannese, who got hit by Schultz. Levine got it back down low to Gardner, and Wilkie on the near side corner. Wilkie moves it up the wall out of the zone. Back into the Green Bay side of things. Robert played it on the far side. It's sent all the way down. Icing this time is whistled to the Gamblers. 11:26 to go now in the third. Shots on goal in the third. Not much for either side. Tri-City's had three. Green Bay's had two. And we're still at 4-2. Green Bay in the lead. Berger will take the draw against Weiss. And it's won back by Green Bay. Moving around the near side wall. Tyrannese was open. Got a hit by Poganski. Puck was kept in, though. Into the near side corner of the Green Bay. Poganski doing great job on the wall right now. He's all over the puck. And he's holding it in deep. Berger forced it free, but it went to Weiss behind the Green Bay net. And now the Gamblers have room to move with the puck. They send it into the Storm end. Played with a high stick for a second by a Green Bay player, but touched up by Critch. And Kevin Kerr has it now on the near side. Banked it forward, deflected off a Green Bay player. Icing waved off. And now it's covered up by Hackett. Stoppage in play. 10:48 to go in the third, presented by Big O. Tri-City still trailing 4-2 to Green Bay. Hayden Levine now has made 23 saves on 27 shots. Cam Hackett has recorded 28 saves on 30 shots. Storm trailing 4-2. What a faceoff forward, a shot to the net, and Wallen gets stopped by Hackett, and then the net is off. Wallen got pushed into the net, so the faceoff should stay in. What a faceoff play by Jake Wallen. A little crafty move to get open. And Milan had a look, Gomez had a look, and Wallen had the best look. And Hackett kept it out. What an opportunity off the faceoff for Tri-City. Couldn't get anything to work out, but now Wallen wins another faceoff. Milan with a shot and a save made by Hackett and another stoppage. Two quick faceoff wins for Wallen that have generated point-blank opportunities. And this is the fifth game for Jake Wallen in the USHL, by far his best. Wallen, a third faceoff win. Another shot saved by Hackett. Now on the far side, Milan keeps it in. Behind the net, Gomez trying to work with the puck, but it's taken away. And now Schmaltz has it forward for Green Bay and in the zone. Centering pass, knocked away. Big hit, and a penalty's coming to Green Bay as Milan went down. Now Gomez with a shot. Hackett makes the save. Milan is hurting. A huge hit. And the Storm back to the Century 21 power play after a hit and a penalty to Green Bay. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So it's Dawson Cook who's into the box for Green Bay, and Tri-City on the power play. Faceoff win for the Storm. Lebosky with a shot. Went over the net. Rebound loose. Covered up by the netminder Hackett, and we'll do that faceoff over. Lebosky kind of took the shot off his back foot. He was a little off balance, and he rocketed the shot off his back foot. It's a left-handed shot, and he put it over the net. 5 seconds into the penalty, 10:13 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm on the Century 21 power play trying to make it a one-goal game. They trail 4-2. Faceoff is won by the Storm again now into the corner. Poganski was the first man to it. It's worked up the wall. Wilkie on the left point. Sends it over the near side, Milan. Back up top, Wilkie. Faked on a shot. Near side, Milan. Half wall. Sent to the far side, deflected away, but picked up by Lebosky. Now to Berger. Berger took a hit, lost the puck. Loose puck. Poganski trying to get it back. Green Bay does win possession, and now Weiss tried a chance to clear, intercepted by Lebosky. He shoots. It's blocked. Another chance blocked, and now it's out of the zone. Lebosky got the turnover and couldn't do anything with it, And now it's Wilkie who has to retreat. Over to Lebowski on the near side. Back to Wilkie in the center. Wilkie past the red line. Moves into the zone. Wilkie trying to go one-on-one. Gets shoved into the wall. And the puck is sent out of the zone. Wilkie trying to do too much one-on-one play. Got to give it up when he enters. Now Green Bay around the wall. And out of the zone once more. 50 seconds remaining on the Century 21 power play. Kevin Kerr will start forward behind his own net. Kerr to the neutral zone. Got Valenzano in onside to the left side. Valenzano behind the net. Two Green Bay players on him. Puck was loose, taken by the Gamblers. Sent all the way down again. Storm have to race back to get it. Under 30 seconds to go and a penalty whistle to Fritz. Fritz gets whistled for a penalty. Tyrannese looked like he may have initiated the contact. Fritz is not happy. That's it for the power play for the Storm. Interference, most likely the call. And Fritz got his right shoulder in a Tyrannese and took him down. Got to be more careful if you're Fritz. And we're back to 4-on-4 now. Interference, the call on Fritz. 27 seconds of 4-on-4. And then it'll be a Green Bay power play for a minute and 33 seconds. Storm win the faceoff played on the near side. Frank Tag, plenty of time, and he'll clear it all the way. And it's icing. It's icing on Tri-City. I think Freitag forgot. Hey, it's still 4-on-4 here for the next little while. 18 seconds to go in a 4-on-4. Fritz in the box for interference. We'll have Green Bay on the power play in 18 seconds. Faceoff now in the Storm end. McMurphy against Schmaltz. And it's one forward by McMurphy. Nice job. And it's moved past the red line into the zone. Try to find Freitag. Taken away by Green Bay. Schmaltz sends it back to Linhart, the defenseman, on the far side. It's brought forward by Duranis. Centering pass to Schmaltz. Schmaltz into the Storm end. Green Bay's back to full strength on the power play. Chance in front. They score. And it's Nick Schmaltz on the one-timer. Redirected it past Levine. Fritz's penalty is over, and now it's 5-2 Green Bay. 8:12 to go in the game, and it's Nick Schmaltz who does everything for this Green Bay team. Just went to the net that time. Pretty easy play for Schmaltz. Got the pass right on his stick. And got behind Schultz and scored. 5-2 the score, 8:12 to go in the third. Tri-City now down by 3. Faced off one by the Storm, and Grant Hutton will play it off the far side wall, back to the Green Bay side of things. It's deflected back in deep to the Storm, and crowd has quieted down significantly after the goal for Green Bay as the Storm were trying to make a comeback bid. But now it will be significantly harder as they're trailing by 3 once more. We talked so many times when it was 4-2 about how the next goal was so important. And it comes on a Green Bay power play, their first power play goal of the weekend. Storm come in onside now. Berger on the far side. Try to find Lebowski in front. Deflected off of Hackett's pads. But out of the zone, the rebound went. Lebowski had a chance. And now we got a high stick whistled to Green Bay. And it's a whistle, not a penalty. The Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff. 5-on-5 hockey, 7:24 to go in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City trailing 5-2. Faceoff to the right of Hackett in the Green Bay end. Valenzano will take it against Schmaltz. Faceoff won by Green Bay, and Duranis around the far side. Green Bay has control, banked off the glass on the near side to the Storm and Schmaltz to the center, blocked by Fritz. Fritz hammers Schmaltz, but he gets the puck to Cook down low. It's thrown back up top to Duranis. Takes a shot, misses the net wide right. Rebound is taken by Freitag. Try to find Valenzano in neutral ice, couldn't connect on the pass. and Green Bay will start the other way. Schmaltz in onside. On the far side, got past Gardner. Got it to Cook. Gardner hit Cook pretty hard on the far side wall. Puck scrummed forward. Green Bay's got it. Robert on the right point. Tries a shot. It's blocked away by Freitag. Freitag thought about racing after it, but decided to go for a change. And Robert now has possession off the far side wall. Neutralized. Got it back to the Storm. Kevin Kerr. Nice move through a man. Couldn't get a shot on net. And the puck's back to Green Bay possession. But kept in by Critch. On the near side, Gomez. Wrapped it in deep. Milan on the back wall. Picked back up by Cook for Green Bay. And the Gamblers have it to neutralize Polino. Polino flips in deep. Gets around Critch. Goes in on the far side wall. And it's taken by Tri-City. Wallen, dangerous pass, turns it over. Milan had the chance, but it was shot wide by Green Bay. And now it's Stoick, poked out of the zone by Milan. And Green Bay has it back in their own end of things. 5:45 to go now in this game. Green Bay with possession and a 5-2 lead. Sent all the way down. The Storm and icing will be whistled on Green Bay here. 5:32 to go in the Big O Tires third period of play. Jared Schaffern with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm had an early 1-0 lead in this game, but haven't been able to hold on to that as they allowed 4 goals in the end of the first. And now Green Bay has possession and moves it to neutral ice. Back to the Storm end of things. It's Hutton to the near side, Lebowski. And now we get a stoppage here and an offside whistled on Tri-City. 5:10 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 5-2 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll reset things here. The Big O Tires, third period of play. At Big O Tires, they know your time is valuable, and that's why they have Express Lane tire installation, where we can usually mount and balance 4 tires in 20 minutes or less. It's just another way Big O Tires tries to ensure that your experience is a pleasant one. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Well, we talked when it was 4-1 about how important the next goal was going to be. And it came for Green Bay on the power play for Nick Schmaltz. And it sucked the wind out of this building for Tri-City. 5-2 the score. Storm have done some good things in this game, but the 4 goals they allowed in the first is what put them behind the 8-ball, and they've not been able to get back. Taking a look around the USHL to see the opportunity for Green Bay to try to gain. We already mentioned Muskegon had a win. Team USA did defeat Chicago. So if Green Bay can hold on here for the final 5, they will have 2 points and a 2-way tie with Muskegon for 4th place. We're inside the Diamond Vogel final 5 here at the Viero Event Center, where Tri-City trails 5-2. To Green Bay, and Storm have played well overall, but it was just a few minutes span in the first where they lost this one. Will Guerin in front and an opportunity to McMurphy that went wide. Now it's Wilkie back for Guerin. It's knocked away, and Green Bay has it on the far side, poked off the stick of the Gamblers by Gardner. Now here comes Wilkie back in. Wilkie with a shot, missed the net wide. Another shot from Guerin was fanned on, and we got a 2-on-2 up the ice for Green Bay. Law leaves it for Weiss. Trailer was there for Tyranese, but it's deflected away by Tri-City. Guerin brought it out of the zone, and it's back offside on Green Bay. 4:09 to go. Now here in the third period, and we're inside the Diamond Vogel Final 5. When it comes to quality products and customer service, head to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCarney, McCook, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Puck's back into the Storm end. Tri-City has it on their sticks, but sent back in deep again. Behind their own net, Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr on the near side, sent it to Milan on the far side. Got it forward, deflected in by Wallen. In on Green Bay's net, and Hackett plays it to the near side. Back to neutral ice now, Green Bay. Irwin into the zone, left it for Soroki. Milan fell down. Soroki got it back down low to Irwin. Kevin Kerr in deep, trying to get Irwin off the puck. They did. Milan picks it up, wrapped it into the netting and out of play. Tri-City will have a faceoff in their own zone. Tri-City trailing in this game 5-2 to Green Bay. Had some chances in this one, but haven't been able to do much as they trail 5-2 and they're running out of time, 3:27 to go. And we might see a timeout here. Timeout Tri-City. So Jim Holton wants to talk things over, maybe still believes either his team has a chance to win or there's a teaching moment here in this one as the team's trailing 5-2, but as everybody knows, the Storm not making the playoffs this year. So Jim Holton's all about teaching moments and trying to get his team ready for a playoff run next season. With all the affiliate players here for the Storm this week, I think Jim Holton feels it's important to continue to learn and to continue to get better at all times for his team. It's they're going to fall short here tonight, but not for lack of effort in this one, as Green Bay is up 5-2, but Tri-City is out shooting the Gamblers 35-28. In the past two periods, the Storm have outshot them 27-12. So something to be said for that, but Tri-City is probably going to fall short on the scoreboard. Faceoff is one in deep, wrapped around the near side by Tri-City and out back to neutral ice. And we're back underway here in the final five. Just 3:15 to go in the game with Tri-City trailing to Green Bay. Now a chance for Lebowski, but the Storm are offside. So we get the stoppage and the whistle on Tri-City for the offside. And there remains just 3:11 to go in the Diamond Vogel final five. Face off just outside of the Green Bay end. Berger will take the draw, and O'Neill wins it for Green Bay. Gamblers have possession. Back to neutral ice. It's sent to the Storm end. Icing is whistled on Green Bay. They were well behind the red line there. 3:02 to go. Gamblers in front, 5-2. Face off now. To the left of the Green Bay netminder, Hackett. Valisano was on the draw for Tri-City, but it's won by Green Bay, and the Gamblers have possession moving up the ice. Polino in onside, and they actually will whistle him offside as he took a hit from Critch. 2:54 to go in the third, 5-2 Green Bay here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Tri-City was up 1-0 in this game, allowed four consecutive. And they're now talking in the arena here with the PA. There's only one more game at the Viero Event Center this season, and it's coming up on April 5th, Fan Appreciation Night. The Storm will honor their Anderson Cup championship team from 2003-2004. And as I'm involved a little bit in that, ceremony, we will hear from some of the players that brought the Storm their only banner in their 14-year history. It's Green Bay with a quick shot on Levine, is saved by the right pad. Wilkie gets the rebound, but holds onto it and gets it stolen away from him. Law, the far side, now near side, and it's sent down low. Another opportunity here for Law to the center. Open man was Weiss, couldn't get a shot off. 2 minutes to go in the game now. Linhart at the top. Near side, Tyrannese had a shot go wide. Far side, Robert. Got it down low to Law. Nice give and go. Opportunity here for Green Bay. Linhart with a shot. Hits the crossbar. Now Robert keeps it in. Down low. Critch will play it for Tri-City. Got it to the near side of Alisano. Lifts it all the way into the Green Bay end. Wilkie's in onside. And had the puck go off his glove, and it's pressed into the far side corner. 90 seconds to go in this one. Green Bay works it out of their zone. Irwin got it past Kevin Kerr, and Irwin's headed to the net. He fakes, shoots, and it's blocked by Schultz. Nice job by Schultz. He's had a pretty good game despite taking a misconduct penalty. Now on the far side, Irwin in the center. And now it goes through to Sullivan. Down low, Best had it knocked away. And a penalty's upcoming here to Tri-City's Kevin Kerr as he took down Soroki. Officials watching Kerr for the cross check. And they're going to give him a checking from behind here. Could have had maybe a case for cross checking, but with a minute left in this game, kind of unnecessary. Green Bay will have a power play to end this one. It's checking from behind to Kevin Kerr. Gamblers have only capitalized once on the power play. But it was a big goal in this game. It's been the only goal of the third. It's Nick Schmaltz's power play goal. And the power play goal gave the Gamblers a 5-2 lead. Based off one back by Green Bay, they keep it in deep. And it's Stoik behind the net with Fritz on him. Moves it down low. O'Neill up top to Duranis. O'Neill on the far side. Back to Duranis. 45 seconds to go in the game. Sullivan lost it for a second, but collected back to Polino. Down low. Stoik. Far side. Chance in front was blocked by Fritz. Rebound cleared all the way down by Gomez. 30 seconds to go in the game. Tri-City going to drop this one 5-2 to Green Bay. Just a matter here of the last couple seconds. Storm stop Green Bay again. Send it all the way down. 13 seconds. And Green Bay will just run this clock out here as Duranis is content to sit behind his own net. The final score of this one will be 5-2. The Storm and Gamblers split games this weekend, and Green Bay picked up 2 points with a win here on a Saturday night. Storm now down to 5 games left in the regular season. 4 of them will be on the road, 2 in Fargo, 1 in Sioux City, 1 in Des Moines. And the last game of the year, back here on April 5th, Storm will go up against the Lincoln Stars to end the season. Final score to this one, 5-2. Green Bay wins it. We'll have the recap, and we'll go over everything in the old Chicago postgame show next here on The Breeze 94.5.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to the Arrow 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from the Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm fall to the Green Bay Gamblers 5-2. We're back here on the Breeze for the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Schaffrin with you here. And Tri-City Storm got out to a lead in this one, as they had a 1-0 lead, but allowed three straight to Green Bay and never recovered. Allowed four straight to Green Bay and never recovered. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games, with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, the Storm started out with the lead in this one, 4:37 into the game. Great passing play from the line of Jake Wallen, Garrett Gomez, and Cody Milan. Ends up on Wallen's stick, and he scores his first USHL goal. Gomez and Milan pick up assists on the play at 4:37, and the Storm had a 1-0 lead. However, Green Bay tied it just 21 seconds later on a goal by Aaron O'Neill. Assist went to Jordan Gross. O'Neill's first of the season as well for Green Bay. At 4:58, we were tied at 1 at the time. And Green Bay then continued and scored three more goals. Dawson Cook from Matthew Weiss and Nick Schmaltz at 6:13. And Ryan Law from Matthew Weiss at 13:09. Finally, Ryan Soroki from Drew Best at 19:28 gave Green Bay a 4-1 lead by the end of the first period. And the Storm were outshot 16-8 in that first period. They did their best to come back. They outshot the Gamblers 19-9 in the second and 8-3 in the third for a final total of shots on goal, 35-28 in Tri-City's favor. But the Storm could only manage one more goal on their 27 shots later in the game. And Grant Hutton is getting credit for that goal right now. It was scrummed in front. I thought it hit off a Milan and in. Right now they're telling me Hutton is the one who hit it in from Gomez and Milan at 14:20. If so, that would be Hutton's first USHL goal for the Tri-City Storm. That was the only goal of the second period, and it was 4-2 entering the third, and the Storm had a chance on the power play early in the third. They also had a chance on the power play at 9:42 when Dawson Cook took an elbowing penalty, but the Storm failed to score on their power play opportunities, couldn't get any closer. And after another penalty to Daniel Fritz for interference, Tri-City allowed a goal to Nick Schmaltz. Power play goal to Schmaltz. Matthew Weiss picks up an assist. It was the third assist of the night for Weiss. And the goal for one of the top players on the Gamblers, Nick Schmaltz, it was his 14th of the season. Tri-City dropped down 5-2 and could not get back in this game. Hayden Levine was struggling in the first period, but recovered and played well in the second and third. Ends up with 24 saves. Cam Hackett gets the win for Green Bay, making 33 saves. Chiang City didn't have a fight in this game as Kyle Eastman dropped the gloves with Jordan Gross. Both players were ejected from the game after the fight. Kyle Eastman was given a major for checking from behind on the initial hit before the fight. And then Jordan Gross, who went after Eastman, was given an instigator penalty and ejected from the game as well. So the final score again, 5-2, Green Bay gets the win over Tri-City. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now let's get to the three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Third star for the Tri-City Storm, Jake Wallen, had a goal and an assist, or actually originally had an assist, but it was taken away from him. Wallen did have a goal in this one in the first period, and results in the third star for Tri-City. Second star for Green Bay, Matthew Weiss, who had three assists in this game. Had assists on Green Bay's second, third, and fifth goals. And the number one star, Nick Schmaltz, who does everything for Green Bay. Schmaltz had a goal and an assist, and his goal in the third period sucked the life from Tri-City and gave the Gamblers a 5-2 lead. Now in the Old Chicago postgame show, we will be joined here by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. And, Coach, we talked to you before the game, and we talked about shots on net and how your team was outshot, but you had the right shot yesterday. Here today, you turn things around in the second and third period. You get a lot of shots to the net and get opportunities, but you didn't get the one you needed.
No, the shot clock is misleading in the fact that we lost the game in the first period. We weren't mentally or physically prepared to come out and compete at the level that's necessary to win games at this level. Absolutely dreadful first period. And, of course, a team fighting for their playoff life is going to sit back and protect that lead. It's a 4-1 lead. So they're going to give you all kinds of perimeter shots, and we did. So the shot clock looks nice for us tonight, but we didn't get to the areas that we had to score goals.
You did get the first goal of the game, and it was a really nice play by that line. And Jake Wallen got the goal, but it seemed like he was a lot more visible in all areas tonight.
Well, he was. I was a little bit concerned, quite honestly, with his compete level. I thought there was another gear that he could hit to in order to play at this level. And to his credit, he answered the challenge tonight and far and away his best game. And hopefully it's something we can build on as we head into the last five games of the season.
The end of the first period, you talk about it, and obviously it was something that it's really tough to come back from that kind of a period. You summed it up there, but, you know, they're all even strength goals, so you can't blame penalties or a penalty kill in that situation. Is it just, you know, people out of place? What is the result of getting scored on four straight times?
Well, it was an old record repeating itself. It was self-inflicted wounds tonight. We turned the puck over. That Schmaltz line came to play tonight. They were non-existent last night. You knew they weren't going to have two bad nights in a row. We turned the puck over at the red line on one of the goals. And two or three times tonight, just like we talked about, one of the differences last night is that we didn't have any of those blow-ups. Unfortunately, we had multiple opportunities to blow it up tonight, and we did.
Later in the game, you mentioned they sat back, gave you some of those perimeter opportunities. You did call a timeout. And the last couple minutes, what did you go over there in that last huddle?
That was simply I had a tired line on the ice, and I don't want someone to get hurt at that point. That's if I call a timeout, I'm allowed to make a change. There was really nothing technical. I just was concerned about guys being left in a vulnerable position.
Hayden Levine, we talked about him last night having such a big night. Seemed like he was really seeing the puck well. Tonight, had a lot of breakdowns and turnovers, like you said. What was your assessment of his performance?
I thought Hayden was okay. I mean, there might have been one or two in the first he'd like to have back, but we were god-awful in front of him. What impressed me was his resilience to kind of get his focus back in. Same as our whole group, but what we tried to talk to them after the game is if I'm not mad at them, I'm disappointed in them because I'm frustrated that we lost the game in the first period. So anything we do beyond that, aside from completing a comeback, isn't good enough. You know, we weren't ready to play, and that's what happens. We hung Hayden out to dry a little bit there, but you know what? Right from Hayden on in, none of us were ready to play tonight.
One guy who did see some more ice time tonight and I thought looked better was Cody Milan. Did you feel that also that he had a better game tonight?
Yeah, we talked too. He was another guy who Cody had been on a good run there, and then there'd been a little bit of a dip in the compete level in terms of getting into the battle areas, but he was much, much better tonight. There was an effective line. Obviously, guys like him and Wallen answered the challenge, and that's a good sign.
Tri-City Storm fall 5-2 to the Green Bay Gamblers. Head coach Jim Holton. Coach, we appreciate you joining us after the game. And we're only going to see you one more time here at the Viero Event Center. So we'll hit the road, and we wish the team good luck here on the road.
Thanks very much, Jared.
We'll take a break here on The Breeze 94.5. And when we come back, we'll recap the out-of-town scoreboard and send you off home here at the end of this one. 5-2 final for Green Bay. We'll be back in a moment.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm fall 5-2 here to the Green Bay Gamblers on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you, wrapping up here in the old Chicago postgame show. It will get you the Dent Popper Grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight for the Storm, Jalen Schultz, had a bunch of big hits earlier in the game. Did get whistled for misconduct for checking from behind, so he had to sit down for a while. But a good job by Schultz tonight, playing a lot of minutes for the Storm this weekend, and we give him the Grinder of the night tonight for Tri-City. Finally, let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard here as we wrap things up on the Breeze for the weekend. Tri-City split with Green Bay, so each team takes home 2 points from the weekend. We had Indiana defeat Youngstown 4-3. Muskegon defeat Team USA 6-1. USA, the other USA, defeats Chicago 5-2. Sioux City held on against Omaha 5-2. Lincoln wins 5-2. Fargo over Waterloo 4-2. And so the Fargo Force, a sweep on the road in Waterloo against the top team in the USHL. Not too shabby for the Force, and the Storm are going to have to go face them next week at Shields Arena in Fargo. Cedar Rapids defeats Dubuque 3-1. Final here again, 5-2. We had a lot of games in the USHL tonight. Four of them end with the score 5-2. And one of those was here at the Viero Event Center. Green Bay pulls out the victory. They can bring 2 points back home, and they stay tied with Muskegon for fourth place for the final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Finally, I want to send a thank you to Caleb back in studio in Hastings for doing everything for me back on the board at KLIQ headquarters on the Breeze. And we will talk to everyone Friday night up in Fargo. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force on Friday and Saturday. Storm will be in Sioux City on Sunday at 5 p.m. 3 games in 3 days coming up for the Tri-City Storm. Make sure to stay tuned with the Storm on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on our social networks to get in touch with the Storm and stay in touch throughout the season. Final score, 5-2 Green Bay. We'll talk to you all next week. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting Hockey in the Heartland with your Tri-City Storm.